Adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. The ancient Greek philosopher said it is great to live in interesting times. Of course, I think one of the philosophers who wrote that was forced to take hemlock because he lived in very interesting times. We've lost four of our top generals within a few days after the election, and not one of the stenographers in the media that I know of is asking why. Have we lost three to four top generals in four? We've never lost three to four generals in 3 to 4 days, ever in American history. Never! Wolf Blitzer, the lowest form of humanity, went on the air today on CNN and said to Candy Crowley or one of the other creatures from the Black Lagoon, but this is tough on Obama. He has to replace all these generals and he has so many other things to do now, doesn't he? There are no words for my contempt for the stenographers and the media who are letting this coup occur in front of our eyes. It is a coup, make no mistake about it. We have a communist left-wing coup going on right in front of our eyes, unless you think we're all crazy. Now, of course, you could say that we're all crazy, but I want anyone listening to the Savage Nation right now in America to tell me when in American history, well, let's say modern American history, perhaps during the Civil War, Lincoln fired generals. We've lost 3 to 4 generals in a period of 3 to 4 days. And these are combat generals. Did you know there was another one today fired? U.S. Army General William Ward, former commander of the U.S. Africa Command. Africa Command. You know Libya is in Africa, don't you? You may not know that from your history lessons. But he was demoted in order to pay $82,000 for so-called unauthorized spending on extravagant trips. And this was done to him by the left-wing fanatic, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, a lifetime leftist agitator who has now left the country. Leon Panetta, along with Hillary Clinton, have left the country to go to Australia for a wine tasting while this is all going on. The move by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta means General William Kip Ward, who put in 41 years in the military, will lose one star and retire as a three-star lieutenant general, according to the Associated Press. Ward, a career soldier who started in the Army Infantry 41 years ago, became commander of the Africa Command on October 1, 2007. He is a decorated soldier, unlike Panetta. He is a decorated soldier, unlike Panetta, unlike Valerie Jarrett, unlike any of the other left-wing fanatics in the Obama administration, including the Distinguished Service Medal, the Legion of Merit, and the Army Commendation Medal. He is the son of a World War II combat engineer who served when the service was still segregated. Shall I read that a little further? Did you know he was an African-American who was thrown out of the military because he had honor and pride and, in my estimation, would not go along with the big lie to cover up for Obama about Benghazi? So he went as well. So now we come back to the whole story of what the heck is the FBI doing reading emails of U.S. citizens. Shouldn't that bother you, boys and girls? I thought the left wing was afraid of the FBI reading your emails. I thought the left wing hated the Patriot Act. I thought the left wing said the Patriot Act was unconstitutional. Well, now they're having a gleeful time using the Patriot Act to destroy our heroes. So you could say this is frightening if you are given to fright. Or you could say that this is so bad that it will eventually lead to the truth about Benghazi and perhaps even more. But there's another twist to the story that emerged today. One of the women in the Petraeus case is of Lebanese descent. Now you may say, well, so what? What does that mean? Aren't you being somehow geographist? Well, I don't know. What do you make of that? The lady named Jill Kelly, the woman at the center of the currently unfolding drama that is shaking the U.S. government and the military to the core, is of Lebanese origin. Her maiden name is Kawan. Now, you may say, well, that doesn't mean she's guilty of being a spy. No, certainly it doesn't. But who is she? Who is Jill Kelly, the woman who threw parties in Tampa for top brass? What does she have to do with Petraeus and General Allen? Well, let's ask these questions. Who is she? Who is Jill Kelly, maiden name Kawam, from Lebanon? How did she get to interact with top U.S. brass in the Middle East? Why would a surgeon and his wife buy an extremely expensive home near a military base and immediately make themselves into a social hive with the top brass? Where'd they get the money from? He's only a surgeon. He's not particularly wealthy. He's working for a university clinic. He's a family man. Where'd he get his money from? Because guests said that the parties were quite extravagant that the Kellys threw in Tampa, Florida. You know where Tampa is, don't you? Well, you know it's in Florida. But do you know what is in Tampa that you may not know? You know all of our drones that fly all over the Middle East and elsewhere? It all comes out of a command post in Tampa. The boys with the computers are down in bunkers under the ground in Tampa. It's the nerve center of most of our military operations in Tampa. So now you have a woman. No one ever heard of her. They moved to Tampa. They don't have much money. They put on social galas for the military and government operatives. And they say the social galas seem to spare no expense, guests said. Often featured copious buffets, valet parking, string quartets, premium cigars, champagne. And while they were throwing, listen to this, while they were throwing glamorous parties, the Kellys, meaning Ms. Kawam, racked up substantial debt, prompting banks to initiate foreclosure proceedings on two properties. Wow! So what's the motivation here? Now, there's more to the story, of course, and we're not saying that she is a spy. Remember, she is not a Muslim. That's very important. She is a Catholic. They were persecuted in their native Lebanon when Jill, David, and Natalie were small children, and their parents eventually fled Lebanon for the United States. The Lebanese Christian family built new lives in America, with both David and Natalie becoming lawyers. Now, they're basically foreign nationals, which is not a crime or a sin. But there is something odd about their access to top military personnel that certainly should set off alarm bells, right? Now, a military officer who was a former member of Petraeus' staff said Ms. Kelly, you may know her as Ms. Kawam, Ms. Kelly was a self-appointed go-between for Central Command officers with Lebanese and other Middle Eastern government officials. Kelly was a fixture at social and charity events involving Central Command officials in Tampa. The officer said Kelly's presence was often a bit puzzling to Petraeus' staff. But there was never any indication that her relationship with the general was anything more than social. Now, one of the most liberal sites out there, one of the sites that's nothing but pure and unadulterated Pravda-esque propaganda for Obama, is implying that this Jill Kelly, who is of Lebanese origin, should have been investigated by the FBI because it seems to them, the left-wing fanatics, the bootlickers for Obama, that they were a threat to our national security. Left-leaning Daily Kos is now building the case that Ms. Kelly's actions are suspicious and that if she was not in the employ of a foreign intelligence service, something else is going on here. Now remember, the Daily Kos is one of the most despicable sites in the world. It's something that Joseph Stalin would have set up. It's something that only George Soros could be proud of. This is the same website that called Michelle Bachmann's investigation into Congressman Weiner's wife, Huma Abedin, a witch hunt, despite her tangible connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. Did you know that? Old Weiner, who showed his wanger, was married to Huma Abedin and still is, and Huma Abedin has tangible connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is one of the reasons that old Weiner was thrown out of office because of his exposure on a double level. So he didn't just get thrown out of office because of the exposure. He got thrown out of office because there was a connection to the Muslim Brotherhood through Huma Abedin, according to Michelle Bachmann. Yet the Daily Kos called that a witch hunt. but they don't call this a witch hunt. They now say that General Petraeus of the CIA and General Allen would be top targets for foreign intelligence operations, right? And through pillow talk, some of the details of U.S. military actions or of even spying would benefit some of these countries. Now, we don't know whether Petraeus had some pillow talk with whatever her name is. I've forgotten already, Ms. Welbroad. By the way, there's another subtext to Ms. Welbroad. Welbroad is missing. Her license was found in a park near her home. I'll repeat that. Welbroad, when I went on the air, Welbroad is missing. Welbroad's driver's license from North Carolina was found in a park near her home. Sounds eerie, doesn't it? I'm a part-time novelist. I wrote Abuse of Power. It was a bestseller. I have another book coming out. I have a book of short stories that's out right now called Train Tracks. So I know what fiction is. People couldn't write this in fiction. You have a suspicious president who half the country believes is a Muslim. Half of that half believe that he's allied with the Muslim Brotherhood. Half of that half believe he is, does not have the interests of America at heart. And now you have this blowing up in our face, where three to four generals are thrown under the bus a few days after the man is elected. So, we know that Jill Kelly's maiden name is Kawam. We know that she was born in Lebanon to Maronite Christians. We know that Maronite Christians were allies of Israel in the Lebanese Civil War. And now we read that the Daily Kos, a left-wing anti-Semitic site, is implying that because the Maronite Christians were allies of Israel, they're implying she's a spy. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, the only reason they're saying that she's a spy is because she's a Christian from Lebanon, and the Maronite Christians were allied with Israel in the Lebanese Civil War. So since that fits their prejudice, that Israel controls the administration, and that she is probably working for Israel, they're willing to publish this story. She's also identified as an unofficial liaison between top American generals and unspecified Middle Eastern contacts. So what is this all about? Jill Kelly, maiden name Kawam, throws parties. They don't have the money for it. They rack up debt. Banks initiate a foreclosure proceedings on two properties that they own. Who is she? What does this have to do with anything? Can you follow any of this? Do you understand what's going on? The left-wing Daily Kos, something out of the ex-Soviet Union, is saying that one of the women in the Petraeus scandal is a spy. I'm going to open it up to you, the caller of the Savage Nation. I'm going to have an attorney friend of mine on shortly, maybe not immediately. And I'm going to ask my attorney friend Dan Horowitz, does the FBI have the authority to spy on American citizens? Because spy they did. And wait till you hear what he has to say. Wait until you hear how the left wing has used the Patriot Act to break down the last vestiges of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
As of driving northbound 280 Magdalena Avenue, four-car crash. Second lane from the left is blocked. That's counter commute traffic. Southbound 280 is going to be slow through the Los Altos Hills. Southbound 85 at Union Avenue. New accident. Couple of cars. The left lane is blocked there. Traffic backed up towards Highway 17. Traffic throughout the South Bay. Just a mess. It is slow just about everywhere. Have an accident. Southbound 880 at 92 in Hayward as well. That's to the right side. I'm Dave Houck, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
Psst, up here. It's me, your smoke alarm. Yeah, I know it's 2 a.m., but what do I care? You could shut me up by snatching the batteries out of your kid's favorite toy, or you could forget about it for good with Kidder's new worry-free smoke alarms. They all come with a sealed-in battery that lasts 10 years. That'll save you time and money. And each unit's designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Head to the Home Depot today and rest easy tonight with worry-free smoke alarms by Kidder.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
This president is an ideologue. This president is an incompetent.
Weekdays at 3.
This president is dimwitted. There, I said it. Write it down, Ted Koppel.
Mark Levin.
America, have you had enough of this president and his idiot Secretary of State? That's right, she's an idiot too. Look at the world. Half of it's up in flames, and the other half hates our guts. And our allies can't even rely on us.
Mark Levin, 3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO. Hot Talk 560.
Yeah, little Judas Priest from the 1980s. Highway to You Know Where.
Yeah.
Obama's whipping the horses right into that place. Heavy metal. So now it's getting more interesting by the second, isn't it? What's going on? Does anyone know what's going on? Now, the baby solution is it's Benghazi. Benghazi Gate is a cover-up because Obama said stand down. That's why the ambassador died. That's why the special forces guys didn't get the help they asked. That's why they just fired an African-American general in charge of the Africa Command, as well as two or three other generals.
That's the first, that's the face of it. They wouldn't go along with the big lie that Obama didn't say stand down, or Valerie Jarrett, as some are implying, didn't say stand down, or Hillary Clinton was the one who said stand down. No one knows who said stand down. Could have been Bo the dog. Maybe nobody was there and they kept calling, and Bo picked up the phone. And when they said they're dying there in Benghazi, they need help, the dog barked and they thought that meant stand down. Is that it? You think it's that simple? Well, unto itself, that's an impeachable offense. And it would have cost Obama the election. So that's a possibility. Let's not throw out what's right in front of our eyes. But now you got the catfight going on. Now you got the two women. Right? This is crazy. Something's wrong here. Daily Kos is in Obama's front pocket. So if they're implying that this woman is a spy because she's a Lebanese Christian, and Maronite Christians were allies of Israel in the Lebanese Civil War, we can pretty much dismiss that. Then we can throw that in the garbage. That has no meaning whatsoever. But let's not worry about that. There are no damning emails between Ms. Kelly and General Petraeus. No damning emails between them. But this accusation could work with General Allen, who is also being targeted by Obama's anti-military White House. You really don't need Ms. Kelly to destroy Petraeus, because Wellbroad has already destroyed Petraeus. But Kelly has served as an excuse to justify the FBI's possibly illegal hacking into Petraeus' computer and to bring down General Allen as well. So the FBI is right now acting like the FBI would act in a dictatorship. Do you agree or disagree? I'm asking you, do you agree? What do you have to say about this? This is shocking. Bill in San Francisco on KSFO. Is this story as exciting to you as it is to me?
Dr. Savage, I don't think Jack Hatfield could even unravel this one.
This Bingo.
This is just too crazy. But the question I have for you today is, I'm just wondering, you know, I know Benghazi is a good reason to be getting rid of these guys, but I wonder if there's a correlation between Obama's comments when he thought the microphone was off to Medvedev
I'll finish your thought. You mean during the campaign, before the campaign, when he said to Mr. Medvedev of Russia, when I'm president, if I'm president?
Exactly.
Oh, you mean when they used Romney as a stooge, as a fall guy, and the Republicans a day later fell on their sword and said, okay, we agree with Obama on everything, and we're supposed to believe we have a two-party system? Tell me who's closer to the truth. Savage, who's been saying that we have an oligarchy of a single party, the Republicrats or Demokins, or those of you who believe there's actually a Republican Party? You know I'm right.
Absolutely.
I'm sending you a free copy of Train Tracks. When I come back, we'll take more questions and comments on this evolving scandal. We'll have a conversation with my attorney friend Dan Horowitz to let us know if he thinks the FBI broke the law.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. California's largest business group has filed a lawsuit challenging the validity of the state's cap and trade program on the eve of the plan's first pollution permit auction. The California Chamber of Commerce's lawsuit isn't expected to halt tomorrow's auction. The lawsuit challenges the California Air Resources Board's authority to sell the permits. The Fresno County Coroner's Office says the ex-convict who shot co-workers execution style at a chicken processing plant and then killed himself had traces of marijuana in his system. The coroner says the test did not find any other street drugs in the man's system. KSFO traffic, new problems, Burlingame, northbound 101 at Anza Boulevard. Couple of cars, looks like it's off to the right shoulder. Not much of a shoulder there, so look for some delays. Westbound 24 at westbound 580, the connector there, looks like a two-car crash blocking the left lane on that connector. And an accident eastbound 580 at Santa Rita Road. I'm Dave Hawks, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage here. LS Eye and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. Financing is available, too. You select the terms. Give the holiday gift that makes a difference, the gift of sight. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of my friend, Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Act now as the tax rules change next year, decreasing your benefit by 50%. Call him now at 877-933-3315. 877-933-3315 for a free evaluation valued at $350. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis now, 877, write it down, 933-3315.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get 30-year fixed loans at the incredibly low rate of only 3.125%. That's a 30-year fixed loan at 3.125%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a 30-year fixed loan at a rate of only 3.125%. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200. All offers subject to credit approval. Loan based on $417,000 loan amount. APR 3.253. Metropolitan Home Mortgage Incorporated, DBA IntelliLoan, is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, number 4130924.
It's what's inside that counts. Hey, moms, have your kids been singing this?
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Of course they have, because stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush, huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has seven top-secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each Stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
How much stuff can you stuff in a Stuffy till your Stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super-secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to Stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a Stuffy till your Stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Just go to Stuffies.com. That's Stuffies.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage Nation. So the communists steal the election. By the way, there's a new story out. I know you don't want to hear it. You think Obama won by a landslide? Are you out of your mind? Did you actually study this election? Well, I mean, we're going to get into the election. I don't want to go through this sour grapes. But we'll get into that in a minute. We're talking about the purging of the generals. It's unheard of. I challenge anyone listening to this show, any left-wing fanatic listening to the Savage Nation, to correct me and tell me that there has been a time in modern American history when three to four top combat generals were fired by a president over an alleged scandal. And by the way, there's no scandal. There's no spying. There's nothing. What, a little love affair between one of them brings down four top generals who wouldn't go along with the big lie about the Benghazi situation? It's impeachable. So where is Defense Secretary Panetta? He's out of the country. After firing General Number 4, he fled the country for Australia to a wine tasting, along with our Secretary of Hate, Hillary Clinton, who fled the country so she can't testify at the Benghazi hearings. You're living in not a banana republic. You're living in a website republic, which is something less than a banana republic, because at least you can eat a banana. You cannot eat a website. Now, the question that is pregnant for me is, if they can do this to men with such power, if Obama's minions and the FBI can bring down generals on such scanty, nothing, zero, nothing, what can they do to you? Did they break the law? Did the FBI break the law? And before we go to my attorney, Dan Horowitz, for his opinion, I want to remind you that there was an FBI agent involved in this in the Tampa Bureau who was allegedly a friend of Ms. Jill Kelly, who she went to saying she was afraid, Wellbroad was scaring her, and this FBI agent has been fired because he allegedly sent a shirtless photo. You hear this? Are you listening to this country, what we become? He sent a shirtless photo to someone, so they dismissed him from the FBI? Where is he? I hope he hasn't gone jogging in Marcy Park, because we don't know who the FBI agent is. So they purged the FBI agent who opened up the whole case against Broadwell, or Wellbroad, whatever you want to call her. And allegedly, this led to Petraeus, which is a big lie. It's a pack of lies. This is a backdoor method to bring down the generals. It's just like the purge of the Red Army in 1941 by Joseph Stalin, after which he got through. After Stalin got through, 300 commanders were executed in 1941 during the Battle of Moscow. The madman, Joseph Stalin, killed 300 of his commanders. How they even fought the war after that is a miracle. But you have to understand history in order not to repeat it. But since most of America now has no history, the only history they have is that given to them by the National Education Association, which consists of how to put a condom on a cucumber, etc. I'll go down the list another day. My attorney is on the phone. I don't want to keep you longer than I have to. Dan Horowitz, welcome to the Savage Nation. Dan, did you investigate the FBI's authority to inspect emails of U.S. citizens such as Jill Kelly, et cetera?
Yes, Michael. They have the right with a search warrant to look at your emails and read your emails. But in this case, no FBI agent is going to try to get a search warrant because Broadwell is sending nasty emails to Kelly, or some unknown person is sending nasty emails to Kelly. That's the excuse for them to go public with their peeking at the emails. I guarantee you that they've been looking at these emails secretly using foreign spying authority under the Patriot Act, and then when they finally reveal that they've been looking at Petraeus's emails, they're making believe they did it with the warrant.
So they reverse engineered this in order to bring down Petraeus, which leads me to ask you, why do you think they're bringing Petraeus down? For the obvious reasons that he wouldn't crack on the Benghazi big lie story?
Well, Michael, you know that you're the person I go to for those kinds of questions. I can tell you this. There is a web here that focuses on Jill Kelly, a person of Lebanese descent who is dealing with high-ranking generals, putting our people in touch with Middle Eastern partners and being a liaison to them. She's got a sister in bankruptcy court with all these personal loans. There's a lot going on there that we don't know about, and how this ties in to Petraeus and the purge of our government, I don't know, but it's scary, I'll tell you that. Something's happening.
Well, you're a lawyer who knows what wiretapping is. We've been quite familiar with that ourselves. It's illegal to wiretap someone. I've been the victim of wiretapping without going into details. It's one of the most fundamental violations you can perform on anyone in this country, is it not?
It really is, Michael. And you see what's going on with you, and I'm not going to say much more about it, is it was a vile, terrible act that we're not going to let go. We are going to seek redress in the courts because it was not done by the government. The problem here is that under the Patriot Act and some of these other acts that have passed, the government, all the government has to do is say, you know, there's some foreign agents or foreign entities that we have to investigate. And then they go to a judge and say, we want you to issue a wiretap order. The judge says no. They say you have to. The law says you have to. The judge says, why am I a judge? We don't know. The law says you have to sign the order because it's relevant.
Dan, can we find out if a judge ordered authorized the FBI to tap the emails?
Well, again, I'm going back to my secret foreign agent spying that's been going. I believe this investigation.
No, but I'm saying, of course, you're saying they did it secretly. Then they went to a judge retroactively, and then they got the order after they did it. But wouldn't that be a matter of public record in the federal courts if such an authorization was granted by a judge?
Yeah, we'll get that. There will be. I mean, they cover their tracks. It's very easy. They will have a judge who signed a search warrant because of threatening emails and did Kelly get threatened by Petraeus as well as by his girlfriend, and we have to investigate. And some judge signed off on that. We know that. But the real major investigation has been going on for weeks or months. And that we will never know about unless...
Dan, as a father with young children, does it bother you that we're losing 3 to 4 of our top generals in 3 to 4 days?
Oh, I think so. It bothers me in a lot of ways, Michael, because they're heroes. I mean, they put their lives on the line, and now they're being purged in... I mean, what do I teach my kids? You bring up my kids. Do I teach them about Stalin purging people, the show trials? Or do I talk to them about Petraeus? A man who was an American hero who was purged over nothing.
That's the thing, purged over nothing. And you know that they got rid of the head of Africa Command today?
No, they stripped them of, you told me earlier. I couldn't believe it.
Dan, but U.S. Army General William E. Ward is an African-American general, to add insult to injury. He was stripped of a star by Leon Panetta, who then flew off to Australia. The man has served 41 years, including the defense. He won the Distinguished Service Medal, the Legion of Merit, the Army Commendation Medal. This is an amazing man. He should have been granted a hero's send-off instead of just kicked in the behind by this guy. They said that he, what did he do? The one-time head of the U.S. Africa Command was demoted Tuesday in order to repay $82,000 for, quote, unauthorized spending on extravagant trips and other expenses by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. Does anyone remember when Nancy Pelosi was abusing military jets for well over a year and a half? How much did that cost the government?
It was on your website, wasn't it?
Dan,
unbelievable, Michael.
Dan, something's wrong. Now, why would they fire a general, head of the U.S. Africa Command, unless he also wanted to send troops in to protect ambassador, to save his life, and he was told not to do so by someone in the Obama camp. Doesn't that make sense to you? I mean, common sense?
Sense, Michael. I think you're starting to uncover this, but I think that there's so many layers of this that I think show after show we're going to get more and more information, and obviously people send you a lot of information, and that's part of why you're able to tell us things that we don't normally know. But what bothers me about this, and I think that we have to get to the bottom of it, is this. Where is the ACLU that should be screaming about the government looking at people's private emails? You know, I talked to Martin Garbus, one of your attorneys, who's a very prominent civil rights, First Amendment, left-leaning lawyer, and he said that he is going to be contacting the ACLU because he's a longtime member, one of their most prominent advocates, saying, why are you silent on this? This is like the McCarthy era where you use government power to purge people without letting the public know what's really going on.
I understand you called the ACLU today and they hung up on you when you told them that you were interested in this and why they're doing nothing. And when they heard you're on my show, they hung up on you. Is that correct?
And well, you know, who are you? What show are you going to go on? I said, I'm going on Michael Savage's show. And she said, okay, we'll get back to you. Bye. Click. And that was it. Never heard from them again.
Now, Marty Garbus is as left-wing as they come. I know Marty. I like Marty as a person. I don't like his politics at all. But Marty is a left-winger. He's a Democrat. So you're now getting him involved in this? That's amazing. I can't wait to hear where this ends up.
He called me just before the show. And I said, what do you think about this? And he said, look, the government... It doesn't matter who the government is invading in terms of their privacy. You know, he's defended Nazis when their civil rights were violated.
I know.
He doesn't care whose rights are violated. He cares that the government has to be kept in check, because if you don't keep the government in check, incrementally, they take away your rights until it's too late. That's it.
I told Marty he was on the wrong side, but he didn't believe me over the last few years. Now, Dan, we're going to see this emerge tomorrow in another way. Now that it's come out that one of the women in the Petraeus scandal is of Lebanese origin, now the left wing is saying she's probably a spy because she's a Maronite Christian. They wouldn't say it if she was a Muslim. That you understand. They're implying that she was spying for Israel. You understand that, of course.
Right, right. Well, okay. The other thing
and
is
so that then it's acceptable. Then it's acceptable to attack someone of Middle Eastern descent if they're Christian and they're spying for Israel. That's okay for the daily floss.
Well, her sister also has problems, right? Her sister has an $800,000 loan, you know, from the Kellys. She's in bankruptcy.
$800,000. That's Dan. That's an interesting figure. $800,000, isn't it?
Well, you better tell me.
That's an inside joke, Dan. All right, we're living in the end of times. Legal pot, free health care, free phones for welfare leeches, food stamps for illegal aliens, dirty, filthy people in the White House, such as Chris Rock, rappers in the White House. Shall I go on? There's something wrong. Dead people voting. Michelle telling us to eat organic carrots while eating French fries. Living people voting from buses 8 times. Generals being purged. Biographers being destroyed. What a wonderful country this has become under Obama. Isn't it wonderful to see us being dragged down into a level below that of Uruguay? Dan Horowitz, thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation. These are interesting times. Unfortunately, I'm not a Greek philosopher. I'm Michael Savage. The phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You can't get through because people are so excited by this. And we'll get callers from Delaware to San Francisco. In the interim, please go to michaelsavage.com because I posted that article that I just mentioned to you about Ms. Kelly, maiden name Kawam. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
As of a traffic northbound 101 Willow Road, have an accident. 5 cars, 3 of them in the right lane, 2 more off to the right shoulder. Northbound, I think that's southbound 101 at University. Another accident being reported there may also be in the right lane. Eastbound 237 at McCarthy. Crash still in the right lane. Traffic slow and go all the way back from Highway 101. And northbound 280 connector to 101 in San Francisco. Crash being reported there in the 2 right lanes. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
No matter what your home improvement need, rely on Service Magic, your free source for top-rated contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. Log on to homepro.servicemagic.com. That's homepro.servicemagic.com.
If Cleopatra and King Tut went on a date, top-rated Al Masari Egyptian Restaurant would be their golden dining destination. Enjoy Sunday buffet for two of Egyptian delicacies, along with belly dancing for entertainment. Go to sweetjack.com for half off.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Join us for Macy's Veterans Day sale with 25 to 50% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance for a total savings of 40 to 80%. Coat and boot sale for her, 40% off. Kids' clothes, an extra 20% off with your kids' savings pass. Pillows, buy one, get one free. Right now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
A big, big night for President Obama.
I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties.
Four more years.
I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever.
Reproductive rights were a big motivating factor.
What happens in the next 4 years
will happen here.
We had an overwhelming re-election of the president. We picked up seats in the House. That's not the status quo.
Hot Talk 560. KSFO. Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560. KSFO.
Heard. Of the Red Army, 1941. Purge of the U.S. military, 2012. U.S. general demoted over extravagant trips. That's General Number 3, William E. Ward. African-American, commander of the U.S. Africa Command, demoted in order to repay $82,000 today. Fired, in essence, by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, a man with no military background whatsoever. A lifetime leftist operating from leftist think tanks, orchestrating the demise of our top generals. Now, it's easy to jump to the conclusion that this is all about Benghazi and that somebody in the Obama administration, if not Obama himself, did not respond when there were calls for military help. And they let Ambassador Stevens and the brave Special Forces bodyguards die. It's very easy to come to that conclusion. That may be true, in fact. But everyone's starting to believe there's something much more to it than meets the eye, something much bigger. Then you got the story of this woman, Jill Kelly, who goes to her friend in the FBI in Tampa. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. The federal agent who launched the investigation that ultimately led to the resignation of CIA Chief David Petraeus is now barred from taking part in the case. Over the summer, by the way, this goes back to the summer. This has been kept from the American people by the Obama administration until after the election. They threw him out because he sent photos of himself shirtless to a woman involved in the case. Can you believe we're living in a nation as stupid as this? That a man sending photos of himself, topless photos of himself to a woman, invalidates him as an agent? And now he's under investigation by internal affairs inside the FBI. We are living through the left-wing purges of the ex-Soviet Union. That's exactly what's going on. But you need to know history. Santayana, the Spanish philosopher, wrote, "Those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it." You are condemned to repeat your history, but not our history. We're going to repeat the history of the Soviet Union. And so if you care to comment on any of this, I applaud you for even understanding what I'm talking about. I realize this has nothing to do with how to increase your welfare payments. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. John in Dallas on KLIF. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, John?
Well, I kind of got the my initial impression after watching it play out was that it's a purge of the military ranks, that it was an operation probably planned by them for a long, long time. The parallel, the first parallel I thought of was Morsi in Egypt. And the first thing he did was fire all the generals. You know, Obama can't do that here because that's way too overt. But that was, you know, the first one that came to mind. Same with Strauss.
So, yeah, Morsi in Egypt got rid of the generals in order to let the Muslim Brotherhood thrive. Obama, who is allegedly tied to radical elements in the world that we don't trust, is purging us of the military who might stand between us and him. Is that what you're implying?
Yes. I think the military is their biggest threat right now inside the system for what I think here's what worries me.
Over the last year, we read that Obama, Janet Napolitano, and the other thugs in the administration were ordering the purchase of millions of rounds of hollow point ammunition. And people were saying, wait a minute, you don't use hollow point ammunition for target practice. Why should the Social Security Administration be buying hundreds of thousands of rounds of hollow point? Why is the Weather Service getting hollow point ammo? Why are the wardens getting hollow point? Remember those stories?
Yeah, absolutely. And if they can expand their federal agencies and their military power while decreasing the independent military and putting their own people in place, that's a complete shift of power in the balance of
power.
Now,
you remember Obama's famous speech that moronic Romney would not play, which I try to get them to play right through the debates, right through the primaries, and he wouldn't play it. Romney wouldn't come near Michael Savage because Romney was told to lose. Romney looks like a fall guy from day one now. My original theory looks operational more so than it ever did. It looks like Romney ran to lose. But let's put that aside for the minute. He came awfully close. I don't know if you know the whole story on that. But Obama lost the independent vote in almost every swing state. People don't know that. But let's put the election behind us. Obama gave a speech before he was president in 07 or 08, before he was elected, where he said we need a private national security force just as strong, just as powerful, and better equipped than the U.S. military. Do you remember that speech?
Yeah, absolutely. And they just swore in, I think, right before the election, the first health corps. Now, I don't know if that's it or if it's a blend of that and DHS.
Well, maybe the Black Panthers will be given AK-47s instead of clubs to be outside polling places. Maybe that's the private national security force that Obama's been looking for. Or better yet, why not the Nation of Islam?
Mike, I just wanted to say before I go, I slightly disagree with you. I think that 2012, to me, was a completely stolen election. It's the first time I've ever believed that in American history.
I personally think we'll never know. I personally believe the Chicago machine could do anything they want. I pointed out that these votes were counted out of the country in some cases in Spain. But the Republicans caved awfully fast, didn't they? They knew what was coming. We'll be back to talk about Kelly, Tampa, Petraeus.
Savage.
If you're looking for cash, then get up and head on over to Cash Creek. You see, it's the season with a reason to get out and harvest some nice, crisp green. So come to Cash Creek, where you can rake in the cash, now through November 25th. All of our lucky players will have the chance to gather piles upon piles of cash. Our branches are heavy and ready to drop. Every day from 6 p.m. to midnight, every hour on the hour, some lucky player will bag $500 cash. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, there will be three cash drawing winners at both 7 and 11 p.m., where each winner can rake in up to $2,000 cash. Now that's a cash windfall. And it's just one of the many reasons to postpone the yard work and head over to Cash Creek. Because money can grow on trees, you can rake in the cash only at Cash Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit cashcreek.com for more details.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
Cost of filling your car's gas tank. Price per gallon has dropped on average over the past week 4 cents a gallon to a national average $3.45, says the Energy Department. A big drop in California by 13 cents a gallon. The Florida woman who told the FBI about harassing emails from then-CIA Director David Petraeus's mistress allegedly exchanged flirty emails with General John Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. Officials are investigating that. And now the Senate Intelligence Committee will investigate the extramarital affair between Petraeus and Paula Broadwell. ABC News senior foreign affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz.
While there is plenty of anger over Petraeus's behavior with Paula Broadwell, the overwhelming reaction I have heard from troops is one of sadness mixed with pride for his years of leadership and hardship in this nation's wars.
On the run in Central America, the man who invented McAfee antivirus software, John McAfee, reported in Belize.
John McAfee claims he's been hiding in the bottom of boats and cars and even buried himself in the sand to get away from police. He says they're out to get him, that their claim he's addicted to drugs is flat wrong. McAfee has been calling and speaking exclusively to a reporter at Wired magazine. McAfee says he knows he'll be caught eventually.
The end game is obviously, given enough time, they will track me down.
He says a home next to where he's hiding was raided by police and the power's been cut off. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Orlando Magic cheerleader was taken to the hospital after losing balance and hitting her head during a routine on the court a few hours ago. Paramedics say she was breathing on her own. Spiro Dettes describing the scene on ESPN New York 98.7.
Kind of jumped up onto the shoulders of one of the gentlemen who was, you know, supposed to catch her, and she just kind of fell backwards as she lost her balance. They've brought the stretcher out here as she's kind of leaned over right now.
This is ABC News.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A lawsuit has been filed against the City of Oakland and BART by a pair of Occupy Oakland protesters who were hit by a car as they marched in the middle of downtown streets last year. The suit claims the protesters' rights were violated because neither Oakland nor BART police departments pursued a criminal case against the driver of a car that hit them. The couple say the officers for the police departments helped conceal a crime by allowing the driver and his passenger to leave the scene of the alleged crime without any formal investigation. They're seeking $250,000 in damage. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she will announce her decision about whether to continue her 10-year run of leading her caucus tomorrow morning. San Francisco Democrat welcomed new members of her party to Congress today, but deflected questions about whether she would continue in the minority leader position. She'll hold a news conference tomorrow to announce her decision. With crab season looming, we will likely end up paying a little more this year, but it looks like crab will be available for Thanksgiving. KSFO's Scott Clark has details.
Bay Area diners may pay a little more this year for fresh local Dungeness crab, as fishermen say they're expecting a modest catch. The commercial season is set to open on Thursday, and both fishermen and buyers say they hope to avoid the price dispute that would delay the season. Last year, the stalemate over price delayed the commercial season until after Thanksgiving. I'm Scott Clark, KSFO 560.
Experts say a bullet train linking Northern and Southern California will be an incredible engineering feat because the line must cross two mountain ranges and a half dozen earthquake faults. Los Angeles Times says plans are underway for a 141-mile segment linking Bakersfield and Los Angeles. The exact route won't be chosen until next year, but it could run through vast tunnels, delve through the Tehachapi and San Gabriel Mountains, plunge 500 feet underground in some places, and soar soar over canyons on viaducts 200 to 330 feet high. KSFO traffic, late end of the commute here, northbound 101 Hillsdale. That's the latest accident. A couple of cars there might be off to the right shoulder already. Not nearby, northbound 680 at Tree Boulevard and Walnut Creek have a stalled car being reported. Eastbound 237, that's going to be at McCarthy, had an earlier crash, still might be in the right lane. Either way, traffic slow and go pretty much from Highway 101. Northbound 280 at Magdalena had an accident blocking a lane. That should be out of the way, but traffic still recovering. Your weather forecast tonight, another cold one. Lows upper 30s to low 50s. Tomorrow, mild, mostly sunny conditions. Highs upper 60s to the low 70s. Then it starts to cool off on Thursday, and we've got some rain coming in Friday throughout the weekend. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, I'm waiting for some Dropkick Murphy. I don't know about you, so let's have some Dropkick Murphy to get me started in the second hour of The Savage Nation tonight. Or heading out to the highway if you want. Come on, let's have some music, guys. Let's have it loud, loud, loud. Play it. Loud. Loud, loud. Wake the stiffs up out there. Wake them up. They're somnambulists in a nightmare. The country's being purged by military heroes.
I'm a sailor pain, and I lost my leg.
The web of deceit.
The
web of deceit. The web of deceit continues to grow. The web of deceit continues to grow. Atreus is the front story. The woman named Broadmoor, I don't remember her name, Broadwell, I don't remember. That's the backstory. Then there's another woman named Kelly, who is of Lebanese descent, who's yet part of the backstory with the other woman. This Jill Kelly, maiden name Kawam. Now suddenly the radical left wing is saying that she's potentially a spy. That's why the FBI had the authority to bring down Petraeus, bring down the top commander of troops in Afghanistan, the other general, and now a third general today, an African-American general in charge of the Africa Command. Three in a week. Can anyone listening to this show me a time in American history when three generals were fired within a week? I don't know of it. I'm not an expert in military history. I'm aware of the purge of the Red Army by Stalin in 1941. After mass repressions after the Great Purge in October 1940, the NKVD, People's Commissariat of Internal Affairs, along the line of our FBI, the NKVD plus the FBI equals the NKVD under its new chief, Laventry Beria. This would mean something only to ex-Soviets who maybe still have the scars of the NKVD in their heart, if not on their hands. Started to purge after torture, purging the military. And a new wave of repression in the military hit the Soviet Union because of the paranoid maniac Stalin. And eventually 300 commanders were hastily executed in 1941 during the Battle of Moscow. The others, there were hundreds of others, were evacuated to the provisional capital of the Soviet Union October 17th. On October 28th, 20 more of them were summarily shot. These are generals on Beria's personal order of October 18th. And these were great generals. It got worse. I'm telling you about the purges in the Soviet Union for a reason. Later that year, Beria, the murderer, successfully lobbied the madman Stalin to simplify the procedure for carrying out death sentences issued by local military courts, which then wouldn't require approval of the military collegium of the Supreme Court and Politburo. Oh, no. So then they started killing more generals. 46 people were killed, including 17 more generals. I won't read you their names because they won't mean anything to you. Many of these victims were exonerated posthumously during de-Stalinization in the 1950s and 60s. They were exonerated. None of them were spies. None of them were guilty of anything. They were just killed. They were killed without due process. And then Beria was found guilty of terrorism for the extrajudicial execution, and he was sentenced to death. See, it took the Soviets 30 years to overcome the madman Stalin. And everything that other countries have gone through, we have not gone through. You don't know this yet. You children don't even understand that we're in the infancy of a repression unlike any ever seen in American history. They're taking the generals out first. Because the generals, these are combat generals, not the patsies in the Pentagon. Not the patsies who've never fired a shot in a war zone. Those generals are the yes men. They're in it for the contracts and for the perks. These are the top guys. They've been taken out in 1 week, and nobody in the media had anything to say about it other than it's about a love affair. That's the most they could say. And the most shameful of it all, of them all, is Wolf Blitzer once again showed himself to be lowest of the Solenterates. Animals without backbones are an entire class of animals. They're invertebrates. We know that the people in the media are generally Solenterates. But Wolf Blitzer of CNN, for some reason, is the most supine of all the Solenterates. That thing today had the nerve to say on CNN, after talking about the purging of the generals, when there were only two, now there's three or four, he said, I don't know to which one of the scoundrels on the media, it wasn't Candy Crawley, I don't know, she wasn't on today, one of the other cretins, he said to one of the women, he said, these generals being dismissed, this sure increases the burden on President Obama, doesn't it? He's got an awful lot of people to replace. That's quite a lot on his plate, isn't it? I snapped. I said, this is a new low in the American media. It's lower than anything I've ever seen. This is right out of the Soviet Union. This is Pravda, naked Pravda. And then I had to get the show together. And as I'm getting the show together, here we have a left-wing website, the Daily Kos, which is the equivalent of, you name it. Pravda, Izvestia, it doesn't matter. Lenny Riefenstahl, they're propagandists for Obama. Now they're saying that Jill Kelly, because she's of Lebanese descent, is possibly a spy, and that justified why the FBI had a right to hack Petraeus' emails and bring him down. So this is the beginning of the mass repressions. This is the beginning of the Great Purge. Or is this just paranoia? In other words, if you don't agree with me, then you're saying that all of these generals deserve to be fired within a three-day period, and there's nothing unusual about Leon Panetta and Hillary Clinton flying to Australia to go to a wine tasting in the midst of all of this. You say there's nothing to that. And then you say that there's nothing to the fact that the agent in the FBI who originally investigated the complaints made by Jill Kelly was dismissed from the case because he sent a shirtless picture of himself to a woman involved in the case. You say that's not unusual, that he's been pulled off the case. Now, there are interesting elements here that would make for a great movie or a novel. I tell you the truth, I'm working on novel 4 of the Jack Hatfield series. I couldn't come up with anything better than this. A woman from Lebanon and her husband established themselves in Tampa, Florida, which is the heart of many of our covert military operations. They have underground command centers in Tampa, I understand, from which many of our drones are controlled. Tampa, it's always been Tampa. I think Central Command headquarters are in Tampa, right? So Miss Kelly organizes voluntarily social events for military personnel in the Tampa area. How does she get that job? Where does she come off to have access to General Petraeus at all? Who is she? Well, you have to look it up. You have to go into the details. The Kawam family are Christians. They're Lebanese Christians. They were persecuted by Muslims in their native Lebanon. The family fled when Jill, David, and Natalie were small children. And they came to the U.S. and built a new life. And both David and Natalie became lawyers. But this lady, Jill Kelly, maiden name Kawam, is not a lawyer. But she suddenly becomes a social butterfly. She buys with her surgeon husband an expensive home near a military base. And then they start to cultivate relationships with the top brass. The surgeon's not particularly wealthy. He works for a university clinic. What could he make? $400,000 a year? And if you are in the medical field, you know that he can't be making much more than that. And yet they put on huge parties, copious buffets, valet parking, string quartets, premium cigars, champagne. And the Kellys rack up substantial debt to maintain their social presence. Banks initiate foreclosure proceedings on two properties, one of which is owned by her twin sister. So, wow. Gee, what is this all about? Let's start at the top. Just because they're foreign nationals who came to America doesn't make them spies. But they were very aggressive in their access to top military personnel, right? So who is she? A military officer, this is, I believe, from the Washington Post I'm reading now, a military officer who was a former member of Petraeus' staff said Kelly was, quote, a self-appointed go-between for Central Command officers with Lebanese and other Middle Eastern government officials. She was a fixture at social and charity events involving Central Command officials in Tampa, Florida. The officer said Kelly's presence was often a bit puzzling to Petraeus' staff, but the officer said there was never any indication that her relationship with the general was anything more than social. So what? So now the most left-wing websites out there, literally a wholly owned subsidiary of the George Soros Obama Troika, comes out and says she's a spy. They implicate she's a spy. And the reason they're willing to say she's a spy is because she's of Maronite Christian descent. And as you know, the Maronite Christians were allies of Israel in the Lebanese Civil War. So therefore, she is a prime candidate to be a spy to the Daily Kos. The very same rat magazine, the very same rat site, Daily Kos, called it a witch hunt when Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Obama said that Huma Abedin, the wife of Congressman Weiner, okay, was tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. They call that a witch hunt. That's despite tangible connections of hers to the Muslim Brotherhood. But in this case, there are no tangible connections to anything in the Middle East, and yet they rush to judgment and say she's a spy, and therefore that justified the FBI violating the constitutional rights of General Petraeus and the other general. So ladies and gentlemen of the savage jury, let's make believe you're in a jury, and General Petraeus is on trial. I would say he's the wrong man on trial. I would say others should be in the docket right now, not General Petraeus, certainly not the other generals. I would say some of the governmental officials who have fled the country on a social junket right now are the ones who should be in the docket being tried by the American people and the American media. But then I'm a dreamer and a novelist, so what? Why should you trust anything I say? You should trust Wolf Blitzer. You should trust the important sources out there of the type that have long supported President Obama in all of his machinations. You should not question the firing of the generals. You should not question the timing of the firing of the generals. You should not dare ask yourself if it's tied at all to the Benghazi gate scandal that I was trying to tell you about before the election. Instead, you should focus on whether or not the productive class in America should give up 100% of their income, their homes, their cars, their bank accounts, and their firstborn in order to make certain that more welfare and more food stamps and more government cheese can be handed out to the have-nots. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Art Mitsutomi, partner in the financial firm of Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi.
With only a few weeks left in the year, spending cuts and tax increases equal to 5% of GDP threaten to push us into recession. Both parties will blame each other, but it is we who elected them. For investors, there are more questions than answers. For markets, uncertainty creates greater volatility. Many have elected to avoid investing, but the cost of waiting is a high price to pay with rates at historic lows. At Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi, we have weathered these markets together with our oldest clients for over a quarter century. Let us evaluate your portfolio to ensure that you have the right investments without taking more risks than you can afford.
Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi is a different kind of wealth management firm. Relationships are at the heart of what they do. Dial 925-300-3222. That's 925-300-3222. Or reach them online at investwithintegrity.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Are you looking for the best that news journalism has to offer? And news that's interesting, insightful, and thought-provoking? Well, I just read the Christian Science Monitor magazine, and I can tell you it's a breath of fresh air. Now, the Monitor's not a religious magazine. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning news source with objective and unbiased content that will stimulate your thinking. I can tell you it's one of the few publications that still has its own foreign and domestic correspondents reporting from around the globe. This week's Monitor explores how the switch of print newspapers to digital editions has led to a significant drop in investigative reporting and local civic participation. And now it's easy to subscribe to the Monitor. They have two special offers, a free 30-day trial for the digital version or 19 free issues for the magazine. Just dial 1-888-488-4443. Promo code 568. That's 1-888-488-4443. Promo code 568 to receive either version.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer and compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
This is the number one talk station. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Suddenly it's 1983. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I don't know about you, but I'm getting giddy. The corruption is so phenomenal. Okay, oh, it's enough with the Judas Priest. The corruption is so phenomenal that I actually have the faith that the man who thinks he can walk on water will eventually get wet. I do believe that. I believe that Obama, who has walked on water because there are servile flatterers literally beneath the water level, like Wolf Blitzer and the others in the media who've been underwater, holding their hands up under the water so the man could think he's on water, walking on water. Eventually, they will fall down in the pool, and he will fall in water himself. Obama will eventually get wet with the scandal. There's no way this man can avoid what is emerging around him. The web of deceit that he has woven, I believe, will come apart. And it may come apart faster rather than later. We have now a soundbite that was removed from YouTube and then reposted. It's a very important soundbite of Welbroad, who was found speaking at her alma mater, the University of Denver, about General Petraeus a while ago. Listen to this piece from Welbroad.
He was such a war hero and celebrity and had been kind of heralded as the greatest leader in his generation of military officers. So a lot of people didn't understand why he wasn't selected to become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Part of it was he has a very big personality, and it was thought that he would resist whatever guidance was given from the White House.
Did you hear that last line? He would resist whatever guidance was being given from the White House, meaning he wasn't a yes man, he wasn't a patsy, he wasn't a rollover, he wasn't a weakling. In other words, he was a combat commander, and he had a spine, and he wouldn't roll over to Obama, so they brought him down. He has a very big personality, and he was thought he would resist whatever guidance was being given from the White House. That's diplomat speak for he wouldn't listen to people bossing him around, in other words. That's how he became a general. So that's important, boys and girls. Put that in your brainstem and hold on to that, because over the next few days and weeks, I can guarantee you this is going to get bigger. And eventually, all of the people who have been underwater for Obama, holding him up where he thinks he's walking on water. By the way, this is the best analogy anyone's ever given in the history of radio through the whole Obama administration. I've outdone myself today. Did you hear what I said? The people in the media, the so-called journalists, the stenographers like Wolf Blitzer, they have been literally underwater, holding their hands up to the level of the water, while Obama walked on the surface of the water, thinking in his own mind that he was, you know, a reincarnation of, let's say, a holy man, to be generic about it. They let him believe he was a holy man by holding him up at the level of the surface of the water. Eventually, their hands will get tired. They will not be able to do it much longer, and he will slip into the water and get wet like the rest of us humans. Mark my words, that's going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And the reason, the way I was able to come to this was through a dream of my own. Those of you who are old to my show understand that occasionally I have profound dreams and I share them with my listeners. Those of you who are new to the show, please indulge me. It'll take 30 seconds or less. Last night I dreamed I walked along a swimming pool to get my dog on the other side. And I got halfway across the surface of the water because I didn't even realize it was water. All I did was see the dog and want to get him. And so because I didn't know I was on water, I was able to walk on water. And then I looked down and saw I was standing on water, and I fell into the water. And all I did was get wet and pull myself out, and I was shivering and covered myself and dried myself off. The dream was extremely profound because, see, it was all mind over matter. I interpret my dreams every morning. I've been doing it for almost all of my adult life. I use various techniques, including that of the American Indians. I'll tell you the specific tribe one day. My dream analysis is flawless. It goes for my own life, so it applies to all lives, including Obama's. No man can walk on water. Yes, you can have hubris, and you could think you're walking on water, but you're not really on water. Or people can hold you up and make you believe you're walking on water. And then eventually, when you look down and realize you're on water. You understand this? I'll be back.
Michael, right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
On November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence, and they replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes. What should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the dollar's value continued to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help prepare the savage nation for the largest confiscation of wealth in America's history over the next 4 years under Obama. You want to do something? Get a free copy now. Call 800-289-2646. Free copy. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Call it now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. Authorities say a broken water main is to blame for a flood in a Daly City neighborhood that left vehicles stuck in mud up to their wheel wells this morning. The break early today unleashed tens of thousands of gallons of water from the city-owned reservoir on a nearby hill. The torrent brought mud from the hillside down to the area below. Police have arrested one man and are looking for additional suspects in the robbery of a Bay Area TV cameraman. The 19-year-old suspect was arrested in a car that police were looking for. The camera was not with them. Northbound, a case of a traffic, northbound 101 and the Boulevard, still working a couple of car accidents. Should be out of the lanes at the moment, but look for slow traffic. Eastbound 580, Grant Line Road, have an accident there. A couple of cars might be partially blocking the left lane still. Most of the activity in the center of Adelaide, and it's still slow. Eastbound 237 from 101 over to 880 because of an earlier accident. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage here. Ellis Eye and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. Financing is available, too. You select the terms. Give the holiday gift that makes a difference, the gift of sight. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of my friend, Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Act now as the tax rules change next year, decreasing your benefit by 50%. Call him now at 877-933-3315. 877-933-3315 for a free evaluation valued at $350. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis now. 877, write it down. 933-3315.
Did you lose money with your broker in stocks, bonds, real estate, or other investments that you did not understand? Did your broker convince you to buy things called non-traded REITs or TICs? Did your broker convince you to trade in and out of various securities? It made him a lot of money in commissions, but lost your account a lot of money? Did your broker place bets on whether the stock market would go up or down in your account, buying things called exchange-traded funds or ETFs? If you lost a lot of money but don't know why, you may be able to recover your losses. Go to BrokerBuster.com. That's BrokerBuster.com. Or call the Loss Recovery Center at 877-466-2722 for a free consultation. That's 877-466-2722. 877-466-2722 or BrokerBuster.com. Call now, 877-466-2722.
Get a GE washer and dryer for just $349 each right now at the Home Depot. Not only is that an incredible $350 savings on the pair, it's holiday savings you can enjoy today. So get a jump on holiday shopping and saving with a GE washer and dryer for just $349 each, but only while they last. So hurry. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, valid through November 26, U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I'm becoming producer for the Real Housewives of Central Command. Doug, you think that would be a good idea? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm pondering doing a television reality show called The Real Housewives of Central Command. And it would consist of the bimbos of Tampa that ensnare generals with caviar and cigars. You know, I could turn this. I have to laugh at this at a certain point. I'm not going to get a heart attack over this, I hope. But remember what I just said to you. You know the name Allen. He was demoted. you know, Petraeus, he resigned, forced to resign by Leon Salami. And that you don't know is another general was thrown out today, Army General William E. Ward, former commander of U.S. Africa Command, by the disgraceful Leon Panetta, who then flew off to Australia or will be soon flying off, a man who served 41 years in the military, became commander of the Africa Command in 07, decorated soldier, including the Defense Distinguished Service Medal. You got to know that this 63-year-old general is a Baltimore native and the son of a World War II combat engineer who served when the military was still segregated. This administration is purging its own, just as Stalin did. Remember, Stalin purged Russians. It was all the same race. You understand what I'm saying? It had nothing to do with race, nothing to do with religion. It had nothing to do with anything other than who would not knuckle under to Stalin, who would not go along with his purges of the civilian population in that case. And I'll stop right there. Now, I have to tell you that this morning I got up very early after my dream of walking on water and falling in the water. Maybe it's because I dropped my glasses yesterday. My sunglasses fell. I was cleaning my little boat, and my glasses fell off and it fell in the water. They fell in the water. I tried to fish them out. Horrible, beautiful new pair of Ray-Bans. I hate it. I once lost a cell phone. It was terrible to see things go, you know, gurgle, gurgle. So maybe that's why I dreamed about walking on water and falling in the water. Who knows? Or Teddy almost, you know, running after the swimmer and almost drowning a few weeks ago. Well, he didn't almost drown. He tried to save the guy. But water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. So this morning I got up early to do an interview with my local station, which I'm on, KSFO in San Francisco, with the morning show host Melanie Morgan and Brian Sussman. Allegedly, or we were going to do the interview about my book, Train Tracks. But I want you to listen to the interview and see how we started with the Petraeus affair and where we went right now on the Savage Nation.
Michael, good morning to your home here on the Left Coast.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be back with you and Melanie on KSFO.
Good morning, Michael. You've got a brand new book out, but before we go to your book called Train Tracks, which I've read, it's awesome. It's completely amazing. We have got to get this Hollywood thriller out on the record here and find out what you think about Benghazi Gate. Obama lied and people have died, and now this whole scandal is just breaking wide open in Washington, D.C.
Well, they dumped another general, General Allen, another Marine general. Does that not worry you?
The whole thing scares the hell out of me, bro.
You know, if I were living in South America in the 1970s, this would look like a coup against the military by a corrupt regime, would it not?
Exactly. And if you were an Islamist in the Middle East watching all of this, you'd be rubbing your hands saying, America is weak. Maybe we have another opportunity.
There's something wrong with the picture when Leon Panetta, a lifetime leftist, sits on the sidelines smiling like just like Cheshire Cat. Hillary Clinton is not going to testify. She's traveling to Australia to do a wine tasting. And the second Marine general is now suddenly purged out of the military, like in Stalin's purge of the generals in the 30s. Listen, I'm not given to conspiracy theories, but sometimes things are what they appear to be. You know and I know the military is filled with yes men. And the only hardcore, hard-knuckle guys who would stand up against a corrupt Chicago, let's say, you want to get carried away here, let's add the millions of hollow point bullets that the government's been buying for, let's say the Weather Service, the Social Security Administration. Who's left in the military to ever stand up to such a maniac thing other than the yes men? The yes men. So, you know, I could talk about this day and night. It's all crazy until it would happen. Something's wrong with the picture.
I think there is so much that we don't know about this. As Paula Broadwell's own father said, Michael, that when the true story comes out, people will be shocked.
Yes, there's something more to it. Now, of course, Paula Broadwell, big deal. They had an affair. Well, Bill Clinton had an affair. There was more DNA left in the White House than there were buses in New York City after Sandy. They had to use a biohazard team to go into the White House after Bill Clinton left it. He didn't resign, did he? Did he resign, Mr. Commander-in-Chief, bomber jacket, kill the Serbs, Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton never had an ounce of integrity.
Well, anyway, look, Melanie, I could spend all the show on this. It's frightening.
I know it is, but we wanted to get back to your book, and we appreciate you coming on to talk about this because it's amazing. The book is called Train Tracks, and it's really about your life, Michael, and about how you became the person that you are today.
Well, the thing is, Melanie, I wrote it knowing it would be published after the election, when we could focus on family, holidays, Thanksgiving, you know, things that we all love, and forget Democrat, Republican, Romney, and Obama, you know, just forget it all.
Absolutely, and let's concentrate on your Uncle Abe, because he was a big influence in your life.
Well, I never knew he was a political operative. I just knew him as a friendly kind of fat guy who was poor as a kid, went over to Pennsylvania to work in a brassiere factory, laugh if you will. But people actually worked in factories in those days, and they weren't necessarily from south of the border. But to get a job during the Depression, he had to go to Pennsylvania and work in a brassiere factory. Well, as his life went on, he took one little job after another, worked his way up. And I didn't know until after he died when I read his obituary in the newspaper. He wasn't a big shot, but he was a Democrat alderman type of thing, you know, in that town. He got the votes out, in other words, for the local party, as they do today. And he was rewarded with patronage jobs, and he stayed in the little house he grew up in, you know, but it was a nice little house, nice little life. And the man actually had integrity. The Democrats fired him because he stood up to them at one point. They threw him out, so he went to work to help a Republican who gave him his job back, and then he fired the Democrat who fired him. So, I didn't know old Uncle Abe had those kind of guts, truthfully.
There's something called karma, and it's a bitch, isn't it?
Well, we used to take the train out to Pennsylvania, Melanie. That's why I call the train tracks, because, you know, we all have our own destiny, and we're on this train. And we don't even realize it, but we're really telling a story. Our life is etching a story out. And, you know, that's what our life is. It's a story. We don't know it because sometimes we're bored, depressed, angry, or whatever. And we don't realize, though, that's part of the story as well. And the destiny of my life was typified by this concept of the trains, the old Lehigh Valley Central going out from New York City to... let me tell that story in such little time. It's one of my favorite in Train Tracks, but there's a lot more. The American Gangster in Spain, when I was a young man, I went to Spain in Mallorca and was almost killed by a mafioso who I did something to by accident.
Nice tease for the book.
Well, I read that story on air last night on my show, and actually I remembered it so well. It was from 1966. I said, should I divulge this? What if that guy is still living? I said, my God, I better be careful here. Train track, Lehigh Central, Wednesday afternoon, Thanksgiving. Mom comes to school, takes me out of school with my sister early on. You know, school ends at 3. She would get us at 11. My heart would be pounding all morning. I was dizzy with excitement. I couldn't wait. She'd take us by the hand, go in the subway, go down in the subway, go to Penn Station. Noise, hustle, bustle, get on train. Choo-choo, out of Penn Station on electric diesel. Then, surprise of surprises, as the train got under the Hudson River, it stopped in New Jersey. And believe it or not, they switched engines to coal-burning behemoths, because New Jersey still permitted that. We left the electric behind. And the ride all the way out to our cousins in Pennsylvania was on this coal-burning monster with black smoke trailing behind, eating ham sandwiches in the dining car, which I can taste to this day, remembrances of things passed by Proust, huh?
Yeah.
Last line, get to Pennsylvania, arrive in the station, little boy, little sister, mama, clouds of smoke, standing in the smoke, can't see anything, steam, smoke. Oh, my God, kid fears relatives aren't going to be there. We're lost, don't know where we are. And out of the smoke, there emerges the friendly uncle, the friendly aunt, and the friendly cousins. I mean, those images never leave you, do they? I mean, we all have them in one way or the other, don't we?
Of course we do.
You know, Michael, that's always what's been unique about your program. You hit the issues of the day really hard and in a way in which no one does it, but laced throughout the course of your program are these moments where you just go off on these wonderful journeys, telling these stories that could be so, you know, they'll get you to the point of tears one moment or doubling over in laughter the next. And that's, even when you were doing your local show in San Francisco, before you ever syndicated, that's the kind of stuff you would do that was just awesome.
And then the other half of the time, I'd be gasping at things
you said. That's very, very kind of you. But let me say this on KSFO, the storytelling doesn't end. I mean, it goes on throughout your whole life. When I moved out to California, I still remember the trains. My kids were young. We still took the Amtrak up to Truckee once in a while, in fact, quite often, to the incredible beauty of the Sierra. So it's a universal story, train tracks, and I hope that maybe we could put aside the anguish, the angst over this government we have today, because we're all going to be together with our families, hopefully, you know, next week. And maybe people can sit around and tell their own stories, or if they don't have any that are as colorful as mine, they can read my stories to their kids. I don't know.
That's
Michael,
great.
What you have to do sometime, the old train tracks that used to drive through on the trains going to Truckee, those train tracks have been disassembled. They're no longer there. But you can actually walk or, in my case, drive a truck through those old tunnels by the summit. And it's absolutely awesome. You need to do that sometime.
Well, what do you
because
mean, the trains are no longer running to Truckee?
They have new tunnels that have been constructed in recent decades, but the old tunnels that were originally fashioned by the Chinese, the ones you used to drive through, are still up there. The tracks are out. You could walk through them. You could ride bikes through them in pitch black.
Oh,
or
wow.
You
could
take a truck through them. It's awesome. You need to do that sometime.
Well, that's a good place to put the few conservatives left in the Bay Area. And
All right. Michael.
How do you like the supermajority of Jerry Brown? Isn't that wonderful?
No,
oh,
it's
yeah,
not.
It's like being in a dictatorship.
Yes.
Well, that's good. How will that work out, Brian?
Yeah, well, that's going to work out. You're going to get the mafia in Sacramento saying, guys, want to raise taxes? Okay, let's take a vote. Boom, done.
How about another train to nowhere? Maybe they can build a train to Hawaii.
And your train tracks can run on it. Michael, thank you so much. We appreciate it. The book is called Train Tracks. You've got to get it. It's family stories for the holidays.
Love you both. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
So the pricing was right, the car was right, the color was right, everything was right.
Tan from Hercules found her Mercedes waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can too. And during their 50th anniversary event, shop over 400 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. Are you currently leasing a late model luxury car? Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for a free appraisal, and they may pay off your lease and write you a check for the equity.
The website was very convenient. It saves you time. The pricing was very competitive.
Shop online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com or see Mercedes-Benz of Oakland and Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco at the San Francisco International Auto Show in November.
Anyone could afford it. Even a student right out of college could afford it.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
The YP.com website is your local search engine. If you're looking for a good restaurant, it can help you find the right one nearby with ratings and reviews. Or if your car breaks down, you can use the YP app to find the closest repair shop. Or maybe you're just looking for something to do on a Friday night. Well, it has great local coupons for all sorts of things in your area. No matter what, when, or where, if you're looking for something, YP Local Search can help you find it. So go to YP.com or download the app to search local, find local, and save local.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with a court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, SweetJack.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation, three generals in 3 days. Atreus, Allen, and Ward, all fired by Leon Panetta, who immediately flew out of the country to avoid Benghazi gate. I like to read the blog comments on some of these stories. I've taken a liking to them. You got the normal idiots in there, but some of them are very funny. Someone wrote, "Stop the presses, more high-stakes bedroom drama among the elites. Pay no attention to your stagnant wages, your crumbling towns, and the rising cost of living. We must find out which desk jockeys were with which gated community party planners." Another guy writes this. He says, "This story is as old as the military. I grew up in a military officer's family and then served myself. I've met this same woman countless times over the years. Different place, different names, but they are all the same. Socialite wannabes who think they're the real thing." Then another one says, "High-profile party has munched lamb and crab cakes," close quote. And then he writes, "There is a joke here somewhere." God. You know, I'm saying, look. You know, they say living well is the best revenge. Laughing well is actually the better revenge. It's all you've got left is your humor. You know that? I'll never forget, as long as I live, during the period of Nixon and Agnew, when the left was infuriated with Nixon and Agnew, there was actually a press corps that stood up to them, even though Nixon turns out to have been a great president in many ways. He did things I hated, like opening the door to China, which we've never recovered from. He passed the ADA, which turned out to be a safe haven for corrupt lawyers, not really helping people who really need the help as much as helping the lawyers who don't need the help in many cases. But the conservative journalists, excuse me, the liberal journalists at the time hated Nixon and Agnew so much that one of them said to Nixon, or was it to Agnew, during a press conference, a White House press conference, something that was so insulting that it was refreshing. They actually got a chance to insult him. I forget the exact quote. I would mangle it if I try to recall it. And I said, that's all that we have left is the ability to insult these people, and yet they don't do it. Today we have nothing but servile flatterers in the so-called press, who I call stenographers. I've given up calling them names. I think just calling them stenographers says it all. But it's a dangerous time because of it. They should be insulting Obama. They should be well, he doesn't have any press conferences, sorry. They don't even have the chance to do it. He gave almost no press conferences, if you remember. They should be insulting J. Carney Barker. They should be insulting them every time they get up and speak. So here we go. Cost him his job. David Petraeus had another love affair long before the one that cost him his job running the CIA. Big deal. Who wrote that? Some other Washington weakling. Some other Washington nobody is talking about Petraeus' affairs like that suddenly wiped out his devotion and dedication to America, which is not justifying him cheating on his wife. Don't say I'm doing that. I'm not saying that he had a right to do that. I am saying to you that there's much more at stake than a guy who cheated on his wife. There's something wrong with this picture. And it goes all the way back to Obama covering up Benghazi Gate. On the face of it, that's the only story that is worth talking about, because that's almost palpable. You can almost touch that one. You can feel that one. Even a dummy can understand that one. That an ambassador died, two brave special forces gentlemen died, screaming for help, calling for help, begging for help, send in the gunship, send in the F-20, send in anything, help us. We've got a laser beam targeted on the mortar position. And somebody in Obama's White House said, stand down. Now three generals' heads have rolled. No doubt these three generals wanted to send in the cavalry. And Obama or Valerie Jarrett or somebody in that circle, that inner circle, said, don't send in the cavalry. Let General Custer die. Yeah, General Custer. Remember that one? Custer's last stand? Well, this is an interesting story. Ambassador Stevens' last stand. He was begging for help. Send in the cavalry. Custer didn't have any more cavalry. There was no backup. This man had backup. It was in Italy. It was actually in Sicily. We all know this, those of us who studied this before the election. But because of vermin like Wolf Blitzer, we didn't hear the story. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if the story were told if it would have mattered to the welfare leeches. Do you think they would care? No, what would they care? Why would they care if Caesar was a terrible war leader? As long as Caesar sent them government cheese, they probably would have voted for Caesar again. I mean, let them eat cheese. You get a welfare stamp or whatever, welfare, food stamp, whatever, cell phone. Who knows, whatever, free medical care for invisible illnesses. I wrote a book many years ago entitled The Skeptical Nutritionist, 1983, Macmillan published it. And I opened it with a chapter called Food Fascism. I know I'm drifting into another subject. And I was arguing that many illnesses were a hobby for many people. If you have free doctors and you don't work for a living, think about it. Let's say you're in a much older person and you don't work, and you don't have a job, and you have unlimited free access to doctors. You start to invent illnesses. Because think about it. You get to see doctors who care for you. At least they make believe they do. They ask you how you are. So Monday you go to a neurologist. Tuesday you go to an optometrist. Wednesday you go to a proctologist. Thursday you go to an analogist. Friday you go to a head shrink, and the government pays for it. Because that's your job. And you start to add up how much you're ripping off the government. Say, wow, those doctors must be worth at least $1,000 a week. So although I myself am making nothing, I get about $75,000 a year in free medical care. Then the prescription drugs are worth another $150,000, which I can send to Ecuador. And so they think they're making a living. That's Obamacare. Right? Another big hour right here on the Savage Nation. Where is President Obama in the midst of all of this? Oh, I know he has sympathy for General Petraeus. And he was spared all of this horrible story because he's as pure as the driven snow. They didn't want to bother him with any of Libya Gate.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282. Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, a Cumulus station.
Attention, radio station listener. This might make you say, oh my God, Get this station in 1,500 live stations all in one right now. Download the free app now at iHeartRadio.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star, 5 to 9 a.m., KSFO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, a Cumulus station.
ABC's Alex Stone and Lawless.
The cheapest gas can now be found along the Gulf Coast, where drivers are paying $3.21 a gallon for regular unleaded. Across the country, prices have dropped 4 cents in the past week. But here in California, regular unleaded is down 14 cents to an average price of $3.86 a gallon, far below what drivers were paying only a few weeks ago when several refineries were offline.
Using that cheaper fuel, a lot of Americans traveling this Thanksgiving weekend. The AAA survey says more than 43 million people will go at least 50 miles from home, up slightly from last year. In the sex scandal now involving 2 four-star generals, an official tells ABC News that the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, got an anonymous email a few months ago that was traced to David Petraeus' mistress. Allen told his Florida friend Jill Kelly via email about it, and Kelly told the FBI she was receiving threatening emails from Petraeus' mistress. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Brian Ross.
Jill Kelly has now hired one of Washington's top criminal defense lawyers, best known for defending former Senator John Edwards, and is now represented by the same publicist who once handled the media for Monica Lewinsky.
On Thursday, behind closed doors, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees will hear from the acting CIA director. But Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says it's absolutely imperative lawmakers hear from the man who was in charge of the CIA at the time of the Benghazi attack.
He has a great deal of information that we need.
Senate Intelligence Chair Dianne Feinstein says she agrees, but no word when David Petraeus might be called to appear. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Still on the run, the computer antivirus millionaire John McAfee in Belize in Central America. Cops want McAfee for questioning in the murder of his neighbor. McAfee has said through tweets that he has hidden out in boats and bars. This is ABC News.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. Fiona, according to the signs, Ford is having some sort of a big tire event. I just want to confirm a few things. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
Okay. What about the selection? Put that in your own words for me.
Big.
I see.
In terms of rebates, how would you really sum the whole...
They're big, Mike. Big.
Sensing a pattern.
Right now, buy 4 Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental Tire, Hankook, or Pirelli tires for a $60 mail-in rebate. And for even bigger savings, Ford dealers will beat any advertised price on the name brand tires they carry, guaranteed.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
That's a great answer. I had no idea you were going to go there.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Rebate by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined. See participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/12.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A 19-year-old Oakland man is in custody on suspicion of robbing a TV cameraman during a live broadcast in Oakland. Suspect was arrested by Emeryville police within a few days of the incident in a car that police had associated with the robbery. Inside the car, police recovered at least one gun and narcotics. The video camera, worth an estimated $20,000, has not been recovered. Police continue to look for additional suspects. California State University and the University of California each agreed today to postpone votes on fee hikes that had been scheduled for this week. CSU trustees delayed consideration of proposed fee increases for students who stay in school after being eligible to graduate or who take more classes than are typical. The U.S. Regents postponed a vote on raising fees for students in professional degree programs. Governor Brown asked both boards to postpone votes so he could study the issues. Four more Lake Tahoe area ski resorts are set to open early due to the several powerful storms combined with the large-scale snowmaking operations. Heavenly and North Star will open tomorrow. Kirkwood and Squaw Valley are set to go on Friday. All will have limited runs, at least to open up with. KSFO traffic still trying to unwind eastbound 237. Earlier problems right at McCarthy. Looks like the lane should be cleared, but it's still going to be sluggish as you make your way from 101 over to 880. Also, slow traffic still northbound 680 about the top of the Snow Grade as you make your way down to Andrade. Your weather forecast, another cold night tonight, lows upper 30s in some spots, low 50s others. Tomorrow, mild, mostly sunny, highs upper 60s to low 70s, then things cool off Thursday again, high clouds building, mid-60s to the low 70s, and showers arriving Friday, highs in the 60s, more rain for Saturday and Sunday. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Brian Sussman here, and I'm concerned about the upcoming fiscal cliff. How about you? The one guy who can help us is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. The fiscal cliff is a combination of tax increases and spending cuts beginning January 1st. Not the way to celebrate the new year. The Bush tax cuts could disappear, estate taxes, big changes, and automatic federal spending cuts will affect lots of us. Congress has to get their act together. Are you prepared financially for the fiscal cliff? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can probably help you. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305 or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com to check out upcoming seminars. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The top 0.1% of American taxpayers, 0.1%, the top, pays more income tax than the bottom 80%. And yet we have to listen to the musings of one of the biggest con men in history telling us that everyone should pay more taxes and pay their fair share while he avoids taxes. We have the most astonishing time in the history of man when the biggest crooks, the biggest con men, are now acting as sort of senior advisors to the White House, you remember when Henry Kissinger was marched around the media as sort of the elder wise man of America till he hid when it turned out that he was basically fronting for China in America, and then Kissinger wasn't seen much after that. He just continued to rake the money in on behalf of companies in China. And so Kissinger disappeared as sort of the elder statesman of America. Now we have this shocking realization that one of the worst men in the history of the world, George Soros, who funds the most despicable left-wing fanatics in the history of the world, and who I think single-handedly elected Obama, is now being quoted as the billionaire investor without any reference to the fact as to how he made his billions of dollars. It's amazing to watch this, which is why I don't want to talk about it. Instead, what I'm going to talk about is, are two very personal things. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty much bored of politics. You know, if there was something important politically, I'm sure I would tell you about it. And you've seen all the news by now. You know Greece is burning because the lazy Greeks don't want to work. They don't want they don't want to work. They want to continue on eternal vacations and endless pensions and go on vacations in the EU. And they don't want any austerity whatsoever, so they're trying to burn their own country down, including 10 neoclassical buildings. The very edifices that make Greece Greece were burnt by the vermin in the gutters of Greece because they just don't want to work. Very much like the 47 to 48% of Americans who pay no federal income taxes, who are being pandered to by Warren Buffett, George Soros, Barack Hussein Obama, and the entire crew of puppets on NBC and MSNBC. Instead, I want to talk about my observations of visiting a friend who's, I think, right now under a cancer surgeon's knife for the last 7 hours. And the effects that it had upon me going to see my friend in the hospital at UC Med Center. Now, here's a man who I've known for a long time. I mean, I'm not personally close with him on an everyday basis. We lost touch with each other, blah, blah, blah. But then he went in the hospital. I heard he was going to the hospital for, you know, I don't want to get into details, but let's put it this way. The tumor had fused some of his vertebrae, and it had to be removed, and it was an emergency. And they were going to perform surgery. You know who was in the hospital? Here's a man who's given of himself his whole life. Nobody was in the room with him except his son and a secretary. And I said, well, this can't be. You know that long walk down the hall of a hospital when you're going to visit a friend or a loved one, and you peer into every room as you go by, and you wonder what the person behind the curtain is suffering from, what that person is what the fears are in that person's head? I mean, I don't know about you, when I walk down a hospital corridor and you look at the curtains, don't you ask yourself, I wonder what he or she is in here for? I wonder if they're going to live or they're going to die? Have you noticed that some of them are alone staring at the ceiling? Some of them are surrounded by a group of friends or family and such. And you ask yourself about the meaning of life, and you ask yourself, what does it mean to give so much to people and get nothing at the end, but nothing but a television set and an empty wall? And the dog, okay? It's not a very big dramatic story, but you know he's my little love of my life. He's my 11-pound Teddy. And I know many of you have come to love him. Teddy is probably the most popular dog in the United States of America, maybe even better known than Bo. I haven't met Bo. I don't know very much about the White House dog. I'm sure he's a nice little guy. Most of them are. But I've always feared, because Teddy is so small, you know, he puts on a big show, which is why I love him, because he's so little underneath all that hair. In fact, when we go swimming, he tries to jump in the pool, and when he does, which I don't let him because he drinks the water, he looks like a rabbit, basically. I mean, he's a skinny little guy, but nothing deters him. You know, they have a lot of guts, these little dogs, to get up every day and go run around. So I've always feared him getting bitten by another dog, a bigger one, because I lost a Yorkie when I was very young in Queens, New York. I was walking in the street with a friend, and this little Yorkie was on a leash. And before I could even blink, a woman's Dalmatian got off her chain and jumped on him and bit him and killed him. You know, punctured his lungs. By the time I got him to the animal hospital, he was dead. So having a little dog, I've always feared a little dog getting bitten. So naturally, I always protect him if he's out in the street, if I tell someone walking him, don't let anyone with a big dog near him. I don't care whether she says, oh, he's friendly, don't worry, he's friendly. So naturally, when you expect something like that from outside, you can defend against it. But it didn't happen from outside. It happened, unfortunately, at the place where he is watched by a lovely person who's heartbroken over this. Her dog is getting, I guess, old and a little senile. And she dropped food on the floor, and bingo, the next thing you know, Teddy was bit right through. The canine went right through his foot. So, the beautiful part about this is that he's running around the house on 3 feet. He's on antibiotics, and with, you know, draining the wound, and we're doing this, we're doing that. He went to the vet. But the interesting thing is they somehow don't even know they're injured. They keep going on. I mean, the nobility of the dog is just a beautiful thing to watch. How many times have you seen a crippled dog on 3 legs and you wonder how they do it? My dog's running up and down steps on 3 legs. Admittedly, he's sleeping a lot. So that's why I decided to give you something very cheerful today. One is Teddy was bitten on the right leg. And my other story is my friend is dying of cancer and nobody was in the hospital but one relative. So we can go from bad to worse, if you like. I can tell you what Obama's doing to America, which is literally killing it. Let me ask you something. I told you I went to visit my friend in the hospital who was going in for cancer surgery, right? Do you do this anymore? Does anyone do this anymore? Or does it make you uncomfortable? Has your therapist told you to avoid difficult and sad situations because it may affect your self-esteem? Is that what we've come to as a society? You don't like the tubes in the hospital? You don't like going there and seeing a friend who's sick? Is that it? You're not allowed to go because your shrink told you that it's bad for your mind? Well, let me tell you something. The whole world would be a better place if you did visit the sick and dying. That's all I can tell you. Eugene in Sacramento, what do you think? Is it a good idea or bad?
Oh, hey, you have to go take care of these people. Our cousin, not in retirement, she died on the 23rd of December, and she was 91. But, you know, when she got pneumonia, we definitely went and, you know, made sure somebody was there. You know, most
in my religion, it's actually considered a requirement to visit the sick and the sick. In if I don't even walk around looking for sick people, like, you know, visit sick friends and family in a hospital or in their bed. You're supposed to visit them. Does anyone go to a funeral anymore? Or that is also a threat to the self-esteem and the partying. I mean, and the band played on what, he's supposed to go to a party instead? Do you know that while Whitney Houston was dead, they were having a party four floors below? So they wouldn't even stop the party. These degenerate musicians would not even stop partying. I mean, let's face it, who are musicians? So they have some talent, and now they're role models because they can play an instrument or sing like a parrot? They wouldn't even stop the partying. Unbelievable to me. The world has turned upside down under this administration. The global battle has been lost at this time. We are living in an age of insanity, an age of criminality. This upside down world that we're living in is a result of one man and one administration. And right now, the entire world is upside down because of them. There is no limit to their greed and their power madness. No limit to it. Jeff, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, love your show. Please do me a favor. Don't talk about politics. I'd rather listen to you talk about life. You know, you talking about your friend who was in a hospital struck a nerve with me because I read a story about something that happened in my town, and I actually cried, and I'm like 6'2", 225, whatever. This guy was in his house. He died in his late 80s, and nobody knew it for a year, almost 2 years, a year and a half. The mail piled up. The stupid post office never even
That's came. Well, of course, that's the world we live in. See, the thing is, there's a bigger story here. You visit a friend, but this was not an ordinary man. I mean, this guy has given all of his life to numerous people through his writings and through his profession. There was nobody there but the son and a secretary. There was nobody there.
Crazy.
That's the thing I'm mentioning. What I'm saying to you is, what, we live alone and we die alone? Is that the whole story of life?
I hope not.
Is that the story of life? We're born alone and we die alone? Well, I guess that is the story. But, you know, there's a bigger meaning to a story like this, in a way. And it's one that children should listen to. There's a lot of attacks on the traditional family because of the vermin in the media and the degenerates who have taken over all of the avenues of thinking, from the films to the movies to the books, by and large. They've tried to attack the brick of civilization, which is the family, and they've succeeded, by the way. They've had your son and daughter believe marriage is sort of old-fashioned, and there's no reason for it. This, of course, followed on the heels of an attack upon religion itself, where reason and truth and decency, frankly, has been replaced with prejudice and ideology. And so we're now living with the results of this inquisition that has been foisted upon us, with the first post-reasoning president in history in the White House. I almost could say the first post-Christian president, but then I would be attacked because he claims he's a Christian, but it's not about his religion, it's about his mentality and his activities. And so I stick to what the words I just said. Obama does not reflect Christian values. Obama does not reflect Western values. Obama reflects something entirely different, and I can write a whole book on it, which I've done in some part with Trickle-Down Tyranny. So I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right? Nothing works better than Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. In no time at all, your hair will look thicker and healthier and feel stronger with all the natural luster and beauty you remember. So do your hair a favor this holiday season and try Ovation Cell Therapy.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you
and give a set to a special friend on your holiday list and save on both.
Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Order your Ovation holiday gift set now before they're all gone at ovationhair.com. That's ovationhair.com, and be sure to enter KSFO at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Art Mitsutomi, partner in the financial firm of Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi.
Baseball-like investing is the result of planning and experience. Both the Giants and the A's won their divisions with only a 58% winning percentage. Building a successful portfolio is a lot like building a winning team. The Giants silenced the big bats of the Tigers. They won because the team was well-balanced, well-managed, and well-trained. At Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi, we believe that risk and cost management are the keys to investment performance. Let us evaluate your portfolio. By building a portfolio with more attention to defense, you can improve your ability to make the playoffs.
Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi is a different kind of wealth management firm. Relationships are at the heart of what they do. Dial 925-300-3222. That's 925-300-3222. Or reach them online at investwithintegrity.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
But I want to go back to this whole thing about the dog and the hospital and things of that nature. Because there's been a wholesale attack upon the family and marriage, people don't even understand what awaits them in life. One of the reasons people got married in the past and had a family was so that in times of need, in times of sickness, the family would be around them. The family would be with them in their times of need. How many people have anyone around them in their times of need anymore? Where do the people come from? How are they supposed to find any support from a community when there is no community in America? Now, having said that, there are strong communities surrounding churches and things of that nature. And people do take care of their own in these communities. Also, in the deviant communities, there are very strong community ties amongst deviants. I've seen that as well. I have to qualify what I'm saying. I don't generally go to hospitals. I avoid them. I'm very uneasy in hospitals, as most people are. Who wants to be there? Nobody, to begin with. I mean, it's not a happy place. There's always the fear of contagion when you walk in a hospital, right? I mean, everyone has that. Your intuition says, you know, you're being exposed in the elevator. It's like, yuck, you don't want to touch anything. And then you go in the room. Now, you know, so what did I do when I went in his room, my friend's room? Well, as I said, there was only the son and the secretary, nobody else. And, you know, people are chatting amicably to try to keep the person cheerful. I couldn't do it for more than 2 or 3 minutes. I sat there grimly. I had brought a prayer book with me. And I said, look, I don't really have much to say, so I'm going to read you a prayer. And I said to him, he's not a religious man at all. He's Jewish, but not religious. I said, do you know any Hebrew? And he said, no. I said, did you ever have any Hebrew lessons? He said, no. I did something very odd. I held up the front page of this prayer book, and I had him look at the Hebrew alphabet. And I said to him, sometimes I dream in languages I've never studied. He said, what? I said, you know that there have been cases on record of people who have been hit on the head, and they can suddenly start talking in a strange language. He said, yes, I know. I said, so I dream sometimes in languages that I don't even speak. I don't know how I do it, but I do. I know, let that go for the moment. So I said, just stare at this for 1 minute. Just glance at the entire alphabet. I said, good, now you understand the language. And I started to read him a prayer from the ancient texts. And in the middle of the happy chatter, he grabbed my hand and started to cry. I don't mean screaming like a baby, but he started to weep. And it had the effect I wanted to have, which is to reach him in his heart. I wanted his heart to be invigorated and brought back to life by thinking about, I don't know, whatever it was. And he grabbed me, and he wouldn't let go, obviously. He was holding on to me as though he was holding on to a life preserver. And I let my strength flow into his hand. I mean, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Isn't that what you go to a hospital for, is to give the sick your strength? Isn't that what you're there for? I mean, that's the object of gifts and things, to make them feel better. But what really makes a person who's sitting there like that facing so many horrors feel better? But the feeling that there's something eternal. And I said to him, just remember, you're eternal. Your body is a shell. Your body may be worn out, but your soul is going to live forever. Now, these words sounded so strange coming out of my mouth in a way, because they're not spoken anymore. And yet, it's the most ancient of all wisdoms. And what value do such words have in a world of secular madness, in a world of insane superstition, in a world of such hatred for God, in a world of such disdain for morality, in a world where this derangement of ours that we have, the social derangement, a world turned upside down where everything is deranged. It's astonishing to me. So that's what I did. And then one other lie, I mean, just, you know, sharing, he says to me, I really missed our friendship, because I said we hadn't stayed close. I knew him very well many years ago, and then we stayed, distant. So he said, I really have missed our friendship. I said, there's nothing missed. I said, there is no time. Do you understand there's no time? I said, there is no time. I said, the last time I saw you could have been years ago, 10 years ago, and now it's one continuum. It's one moment. Do you understand that? And he always said to me, I've always known you're a philosopher. So what can I say to you? I left soon thereafter, and I immediately went to Joe's bar as fast as I could, and sat alone in a restaurant. And I, you know, you want to hear something funny? I thought of driving across town to one of my favorite Italian haunts. I didn't want to see people at all. You know where I went? I went to a little hole-in-the-wall Chinese restaurant that I know, and all I did was drink beer and eat some really good food alone in a corner, and I felt good. I must tell you, I felt very good being alone. I didn't really want to be with anybody, nor did I really think it was appropriate. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. I just, the mood hit me because, you know what it is? Look, let's face it. You see your own mortality when you see a friend who's dying, right, or sick. Now, may he get well and live another 20 years or whatever. Who knows? As I speak to you, I don't even know the outcome. But inevitably, that's the way of all flesh. And no matter what you think you're doing to beat The Undertaker, no matter how you think you're going to beat it all, what does it come down to? We're made of flesh and bone, right? We all know that. And I think all of our life in the West is about avoiding the fact that we are made of flesh and bone. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes. Shot Talk 560 KSFO, the California State University and the University of California have each agreed today to postpone votes on fee hikes that had been scheduled for this week. They did so at the request of Governor Brown so he could study the issue. The Fresno County's coroner's office says the ex-convict who shot co-workers execution style at a chicken processing plant and then killed himself had traces of marijuana in his system. The coroner says tests did not find any other street drugs in the man's system. KSFO traffic, have some debris in the roadway, westbound 84 connector to northbound 680, CHP on the way to that one. Roadwork going into effect, southbound 101 at Spencer, look for a lane block there. Also roadwork for the Dumbarton Bridge. Things still might be a few brake lights as you make the transition from eastbound 237 onto 880, but that should be mostly clear from earlier problems. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Black Friday starts early on Friday, November 16th. Save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Gap Outlet. Plus, get colorful sweaters for just $14.99. And save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Banana Republic Factory Store. Plus, get irresistible sweaters for just $19.99. Shop early for the best deals. Shop Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store in Livermore, Napa, Gilroy, Milpitas, Vacaville, or Petaluma. Or shop Gap Outlet in San Leandro. Black Friday starts early on Friday, November 16th. Save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Gap Outlet. Plus, get colorful sweaters for just $14.99. And save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Banana Republic Factory Store. Plus, get irresistible sweaters for just $19.99. Shop early for the best deals. Shop Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store in Livermore, Napa, Gilroy, Milpitas, Vacaville, or Petaluma. Or shop Gap Outlet in San Leandro.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. When the
lights... Sometimes I think about the entire edifice of Western civilization is about denying the fact that we're part of the zoological order. Somehow, all of the entertainment media, all of it, seems to be constructed around the notion that we have somehow transcended the zoological order and that we are with angels all the time. We are not going to get sick. We're not going to die. There is no such thing as the end of our life. This is what all of entertainment seems to be about. Even though so much of the entertainment is about death and dying, it doesn't seem to ever reflect upon the fact that it applies to we the viewer. It's someone else. It's someone in the TV screen. It's an actor. It's a horse. It's a dog. The car wreck's not our car wreck. The motorcycle accident's not our motorcycle accident. You know what I'm saying? So there's no further truth to what I'm saying to you other than what I'm saying to you. And I don't know. What am I here to advise you what to do? I'm asking some questions more than I'm answering anything, and that's why I'm saying to you, I'm not really in a great mood, and I don't really want to talk about the communist in the White House anymore. Not today. This man has destroyed the world. A single man in a single left-wing academic administration with money from George Soros, so far as I could tell, has set the world on fire. From one country to the other, the world is on fire. Their greed and stupidity is something never before seen in modern times. And the reason they get away with it is because they own the media. By and large, they own the media. And the one outlet on television that they don't own, Fox News, they're attacking in the courts in England and soon in the courts here. They have neutralized all opposition with hardly any knowledge from the so-called press here in this country, because they own the press. If not emotionally, if not ideologically, then outright, they outright own it. If you take a look at what George Soros has funded. Anyway, I think it's enough on this, and I'll take some good calls on this in a moment. Let's go to the callers around the country. Andrea, Florida, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that you're America's life preserver, and you're the Savage Nation's life preserver. You seem to know what we want to talk about, and you keep us all going. And you've
well, I mean, isn't this a little too maudlin and sad, talking about going to a hospital to see a friend who's having cancer surgery?
No, it's part of life. It's reality, and I think most of us can't stand hearing any more Romney.
No, well, that's how I feel. I mean, I had to take time out to end it. I can't take another day of it. But, you know, Andrea and everyone else listening to the show, first I want to thank you for continuing to listen today. I was at a loss this morning as to what to talk about. I wasn't going to go on the air because I do get into these moods once in a while, and usually if I get really too black, I don't even go on the radio at all. If I go into a very deep state of depression, which is really quite seldom, frankly, and then I come out of it on my own. I have my ways of coming out of things. I just do what I have to do through bicycling, vitamin C, whatever. And eventually I recover from it without medication, okay? It takes me a day. But then I said, wait a minute, there has to be a value to talking about real life 101. Hospital, dog being bitten, sense of mortality, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I had really bad dreams the night after that. You want to hear it? Would you like to hear a nice dream after the hospital visit, 3 in the morning? I'll give it to you anyway. I dream that I'm driving in an area north of San Francisco in a county called Sonoma County. Beautiful rolling rolling hills wine country. I never go there. I don't like the wine country myself. I just don't go near it. Whatever. I don't have an affinity for it. I'm a boating person. I like the water. Some love vineyards. I don't love vineyards. They're beautiful to look at, but it's not my cup of tea, so to speak. Anyway, in this dream, I'm driving through Sonoma, and I pass a Christian burial ground, but there's almost no one buried there. There were just two graves, two or three graves near the side of the road with two crosses. And I remember that I had helped dig those graves at someone's funeral. I don't know who or what. And there was a sense of complete and total peace after that dream, within the dream. Where is he right? And he's on the top of the stairs. I'm in one of my home studios right now. He's up there. He's favoring the punctured leg, you know, hopping around like on the three legs. And that's it. It's just one of those days, you know. We'll get through this thing together. But, you know, you've got your own life to worry about, your own bird. You probably don't want to hear some cranky talk show host talking about a friend in the hospital or a dog whose leg was bitten. The guys are telling me, because a woman's calling me with a crazy question. I'm afraid to take this one, but I may as well take it. Stephanie in Hawaii, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you. You know, I just was thinking about what you said about your friend in the hospital and how we're faced to, you know, we're forced to face our own mortality. And I had to chuckle because I was thinking about what you said about lasagna in your feeding tube.
That's what I'm asking you. They said to me, I joked about that. When did you hear that?
Oh, I heard it was. I listen to you every day. I love you. But it was like one of the commercials. Like
that's what they said. Because they said you were calling to ask. What were you going to ask? Something about when I die, is there going to be a memorial service? Is that a weird question for me? But is that what you were asking?
Well,
first of all, I'm not planning on dying. I don't have one foot in the grave yet. That's number one. But number two, it's a weird consideration, but I think everyone thinks about that, especially people in the public eye. They start thinking, you know, what they're going to do, this and that. And I'm no different, but I'm trying to push it off out of my head. But it was funny. I mentioned it to the guys during the break because of your call, and they said, don't you remember you talked about what you're going to put in your feeding tube in the hospital in your last days, and it was going to be liquefied lasagna? I said, I didn't do that. They said that I did. They were going to find it for me. As for your question, I don't have an answer to that, Stephanie. I don't really have an answer to that. Something tells me it'll be a long time from now, according to the people who've read my palm over the years and according to other augurs. Who knows? Do we really know, Stephanie? I haven't really given it any distinct thought. You know, this is such a horrible topic, and yet I'm attracted to it because I'm drawn to it for a couple of reasons. When my father came over to this country as an immigrant from Russia, the first thing he bought was a burial plot. That's right. As poor as they were, all immigrants bought a burial plot immediately. When I lived in Hawaii, when I was a very young graduate student, what shocked me was the young Japanese couples would get engaged in their 20s, and they knew where they'd be buried when they died in their 70s, and we or 80s, whatever. We were shocked by that a young couple would have a burial plot. We couldn't understand it. But the older that I get, the more I realize the inherent wisdom in such acceptance. That's what I'm trying to say to you, is that, sure, my father came to a new country, but even as a young guy, he knew that eventually he'd need such a thing. He didn't leave it to the last day for his family to start scurrying around of what to do with the remains, you know what I'm saying? That's the same with the Japanese people. They had their lives pretty well planned out in Hawaii at that time. But I don't know that anyone does this anymore. In an age where God has been killed by the vermin in the media and by the other degenerate forces of the Antichrist, it's very hard to understand how people face these questions anymore. The loss of God, the loss of religion, has meant that reason and truth and beauty has been replaced by prejudice and confusion. And that's why we're living in this derangement that we're living in, where drugs are out of control, truth is no longer seen as a salvation, right is wrong, wrong is right, victim and aggressor are the same, cop and criminal are seen to be equal, soldier and terrorist are made to be equal by the vermin and the Associated Propagandist Organization, AP. There's virtually nowhere to turn to get a sense of right side and up and down, no more. There's no northeast, west, and south. It's a derangement. Created specifically to leave you in the lurch, by the way. So here we are, sort of going through Churchill's Black Dog days on the Savage Nation, but I'm in good company. The fact of the matter is I go in and out of these things and have all my life. And I don't use medication because I don't need it. What I do is I write my way out of it. I talk my way out of it. And I'm one of those men. That's so you live with it. That's life. But the thing is, I was thinking about this. I visited my friend in the hospital in the cancer ward, and then my dog got bitten. Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you something. Okay, let's go to the callers. There are topics galore. Don't you worry about it. There's plenty old politics to talk about. Where shall I begin? Well, you go to my website and do it yourself. You can do your own homework. You want me to talk about Churchill's black dog? It's an interesting topic. What is Churchill? What do I mean by black dog? It was his name for his depression. And the nickname means it happens, and that this dog called depression sinks his fangs into you every now and again. But the thing to remember is that it's only a dog, and sometimes you can remove the dog's fangs from you or just lock it away from you. But he wasn't the only famous man who had the black dogs, Goethe, Schumann, Luther, Tolstoy, many, many others, great men who suffered from recurrent depression. And how they dealt with it, obviously, is a product of their art, meaning the productions that these individuals left the world were a reaction to depression. I don't know if you know it. But good psychiatrists in my day used to say that young people who were depressed, that artists produce in spite of, not because of, depression. You see, now this was the rub. A lot of people started to think that depression produced the art, and they would induce themselves into a depression with drugs or alcohol in order to get really bad and feel bad. They thought that art came out of it, but usually garbage came out of it. And Huxley wrote that people created in spite of their depression, not because of it. And that can really turn your life around once you come to understand that. Instead of seeking to make yourself mad, what you do is you ignore your madnesses and you work around it in spite of it. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's a very important concept that has been lost in the age of pharmacology where they throw pills at everything. I shall return.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Is your home worth less than what you owe? Are you having trouble making your mortgage payments? Finally, there is some relief in sight. Hi, this is Peter Robertson with Priority Lending. Priority Lending is one of the few lenders that have been approved to offer the Federal Home Affordable Refinance Program, HARP 2. If you have not been able to refinance, then call us right now for a free loan evaluation. Don't miss out on these historically low rates. Call 800-985-6937. Right now, you can get a fixed rate home loan at 2.9%. 2.95%. That's right, 2.95%. Priority Lending guarantees the lowest possible rates, no hidden fees, and a free six-month checkup. We have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau because we care. Call 800-985-6937 or visit us at PriorityPromise.com. That's 800-985-6937. At Priority Lending, we make your future our priority.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California finance lender, APR 3.25, terms and conditions apply. Rates and terms can change at any time.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO presents a thank you letter from your RV.
Hey there, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your RV insurance, we've been roaming a lot more. I'll never forget our night in Flagstaff. It was so epic you painted a mural of it on my side. Although I don't remember the Arctic Wolves, the Wild Stallions, or the Bengal Tiger. Weird.
GEICO could help you save on your RV insurance, and that should make you and your RV very happy.
For over 60,000 California foster children, the holidays can be an especially difficult time.
Sometimes I feel all alone.
Christmas used to be my favorite.
I just don't expect anything.
To help, Sleep Train is holding a Secret Santa toy drive to benefit local foster children.
What if Santa can't find me?
I really never had Christmas.
The simple gift of a stuffed animal, doll, game, or toy can help make a foster child's holiday merry and bright.
I've been very, very good this year.
Bring your gift of unwrapped books, toys, and games to any Sleep Train. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
It's just what I always wanted.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Become a Secret Santa for a foster child. Bring a new unwrapped toy or gift to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say,
oh, by the way, we really love you guys and
I'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So far, no. So they're still calling out nursing homes, hospitals. I don't know if we want to do that one. Should I just do news? We only do news on the Savage Nation. Am I ready to do the weather today? Yeah. Got the calendar out. Got the useful calendar. Look, I have calendars in every room now, like a madman. Every room I have calendars with notes on it, going back like 20 years. Okay, meeting the... Oh, all my train calendars. I always have to have the Orchard Supply Hardware train calendar. I love looking at like the nostalgia. Meeting the future. A Texas and Pacific and Cotton Belt steam engines. As Texas and Pacific and Cotton Belt steam engines wait impatiently, a southbound Cotton Belt passenger train with a brand new diesel pauses at the joint TNP St. Louis at Big Sandy, Texas in 1950. As diesel locomotion multiplied, the steam engines would soon become history. Remember I told you when I went out to visit my relatives in Pennsylvania, we had diesels in New York, and then when they got to New Jersey, they were still allowed to use a steam engine? Could you believe it? They still had steam engines? I remember the entire trip out to Pennsylvania was, you looked out of the window, it was like black soot flying by. It's like living in India. I lived in like a Sajat Reet movie. My entire childhood was the American equivalent of Sajat Reet. No one even knows who he is anymore. Now, the only thing people know about India are call, you know, like call screening, you know, and taking you like a Chinese takeout order. I call a local Chinese restaurant. It's crazy. There's a chain restaurant here in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, when I don't want to, you know, I call them up. The call center in India is taking Chinese food orders. I'm not making this up. How does this go? How do you place an order for a certain dish with a guy in India when the restaurant is four blocks from your home? How in the world can you function in a world like this? The answer is you go to Safeway and buy steak and cook it, you know, at night with French fries, which was what I did last. Whenever there's like a problem, like a dog gets bitten or a friend has died, what you do is you throw away all of your dietary knowledge. So I bought two steaks, pan-fried them with French fries. Man, was it a good meal. I got to tell you. Drank four beers, felt good. I was reading this thing on Churchill's Black Dog. I have to go on with it in a minute. I will. This whole thing about depression is very, very interesting because Black Dog was Churchill's name for his depression, and it tells you an awful lot about it, right? Now, the essayist writes about depression amongst the extraordinary people, not the ordinary person who usually goes for the doctor version or the therapy version. And the essayist says that a depressive nature, people with depressive natures, feel unloved. And in Churchill's case, he was unloved. His parents neglected him. They were not interested in him. And the essayist says that in Churchill's journey to being a great leader, he said, if I can't be loved, I'll find a way to be admired. And then the essayist says another name for this decision is ambition. You see? Ambition of such proportions that it becomes greatness. It's an amazing essay. And luckily, he used this to the betterment of the world. He triumphed over Hitler, of course, with the help of America. Nevertheless, he was a great leader, no question about it. And says, in that time, what England needed was not a shrewd, equable, balanced leader. She needed a prophet, a heroic visionary, a man who could dream dreams of victory when all seemed lost. Winston Churchill was such a man. What's interesting to me is that Barack Hussein Obama is such a mean-spirited person that the first act, one of his first acts when he was put into the White House, was to remove the bust of one of the greatest men in the history of Western civilization, Winston Churchill. I'm surprised he hasn't put up a bust of Lenin yet. Michael, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry to hear about little Teddy.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about little small thing, my dad with three legs. This is 30 years ago. He was over the curb in front of the house, the truck hit him and tore his leg apart. We had no money back in the day. We had seven kids. So my father came home and they said, sorry, kids, we're going to put him down. See, we were all sick over that, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? We'll get the money, and we had the leg amputated. You know, he lasted 16 years, Mike, up and down the sidewalk like a regular dog. He was a great dog, the right front.
What? But Michael, he lost a front leg or a rear?
A front leg.
And they hop on the other leg. I don't know how they do it.
It's amazing. You know why they do it, Mike? Because the little Teddy was so happy that after he got bit, that you were still there for him, and he wanted to show you that he was still Teddy, and he was, you know, it's like Ray Arcel, the great fight promoter, said one time, the great fight trainer said, they said to him, hey, Ray, how's your guy going to beat this guy? He's bigger than him. And Ray Arcel said to the guy, he said, hey, look, it's not the size of the dog. Teddy's got a heart. Like my little guy had a heart. He lived for 16 years with three legs.
Unbelievable. That's a beautiful call, Michael. Really a beautiful call. Well, that's good to know. No, his leg is good, unless it gets infected. But, I mean, we're watching it. You know, they put him on antibiotics. And the only thing is I don't like that it's a puncture wound because they have to be kept open and draining. You know that.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, he's 11 pounds. It's probably 2.5 pounds hot.
No, he does have a heck of a, you know, what these little guys are. They have, first of all, they have to be tougher even to get up in the morning and take a walk and not be afraid of the other dogs, right?
Exactly. No, you got a great little pup there, and he loves you, and you love him. Mike, one other thing. I had a dream, and you were in it. It
was. Oh, my God. No, I want to hear this. Please, you got to tell me. What was it?
I was listening to your show one time, and it was about planes and, you know, phobias and flying and everything. And I remember as a boy, there was a terrible plane crash over New York City. And I knew you came from the Queens, your section of New York.
I do. I remember the crash. It went down in South Jamaica.
Yeah, and the thing about it, Mike, was you and I were talking. We were looking for two boys who were selling Christmas trees that were killed.
In that crash?
Up. It was Michael Savage. I don't know what, I mean, I don't even know what you look like, but I was with Michael Savage. We were looking for two kids that were killed on the ground by these two big trees.
Oh, you're saying you had a dream in which you and we don't know each other, were searching for two boys who were killed in that plane crash.
Yeah, because you...
I'm gonna solve it for you right now. You want me to give you my dream interpretation?
Please, Mike, do.
You connect with me because I sound like somebody familiar to you, and you, in your dream, you thought you and I were searching for our own boyhood.
You know, that's probably a good interpretation.
You and I were looking for ourselves when we were young. And I remind you in some ways of yourself when you were much younger. Am I right, Michael?
You're absolutely correct, Mike. Honest to God, that's perfectly...
Where did you grow up? In Boston?
Right outside of Boston. A city and called Newton, Massachusetts.
I know the area somewhat. I had some relatives that came from the area. And have you had a life that you would say has been difficult?
I had a great life, Michael. I'm a grandfather. I got beautiful children. I have a beautiful wife. A combat veteran of Vietnam. I was a firefighter 31 years. I've had good health. I've had good dogs. You know, what else can you say, Mike? I really have been a lucky guy.
That's interesting. See, there's a man, you know, there's a biblical phrase that I don't know where it's from where it says, who is the wealthy man? He who is satisfied with his lot. You're a very wealthy man, Michael.
I certainly am, Mike. And, you know, the good thing is I know it, and I can appreciate it and thank God every day. You know, there's other things out there, but I sit in my room here and I look at the pictures of my grandchildren. I read books. I listen to Michael Savage, and I'm whole. I'm home, Mike.
Wow, man, you're a friend of mine. You are a friend of mine.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Devin.
And our story is real. My 9-year-old daughter and I lost our home in a fire. The impact on our lives was devastating. While we recover from our loss, my biggest challenge has been covering the basics, finding a safe place to live while continuing to provide my child with nutritious meals. In the meantime, Devin and I rely on the healthy food we receive from our Bay Area food bank. My name is Michelle.
And I'm Devin.
And we're your neighbors. Please give generously to your local food bank at BayAreaHunger.org.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.